Sweet, go out.
If you see stuff like
demo yet? Want to go on camera and show off your stuff?
No, not yet.
No. All right.
Do we get to be on television?
You'll get to be on video.
He's right over there.
Want to give a demo? Your set?
Yeah, I kind of am.
All right. So we set? All right. Can you hear me? Fine. All right. So first off, what's your name?
My name is Jan, Jan Lee.
Okay, and what have you put together here?
So I'm a member of a club in at Harvard called Experimenters, where we go to elementary schools and we give science demonstrations. And so basically I created a website for our group, and its main feature is a wiki where the group members can come together and edit articles about the experiments that they've done.
Okay, so what do we have? This looks like your main page here?
Yeah, this is the main page of the wiki, and it's divided into all these different subjects. And like Wikipedia, you can search for the articles. So say you click on chemistry, for example, and you want to do a chemistry science experiment. You can choose Ubleck, and here's the Ubleck article. So it has things like scientific concepts, the supplies that you'll need for the experiment, and the types of experiments that you can do. And I've embedded a YouTube video here of the actual demonstration. So this is like Ubleck on a speaker being vibrated and making really cool shapes.
So how'd you go about actually doing the implementation of this whole thing?
A lot of it was already pre-made by the Wikimedia Foundation. They have this MediaWiki software that you can just install. And I ended up doing a lot of configuring in PHP to do things like adding user accounts, managing user accounts.
Okay. Anything else you want to just throw in?
That's it.
All right. Thanks. Still like setting stuff up. All right, so what's your name?
My name's Joel Rojo.
Okay, and what have you put together here?
Essentially, it's kind of a little boring, I'd like to think, but it's very useful. It's a client like management software, online software. So basically, any industry dealing with sales, they can kind of organize all their clients and all their leads and how they're working with them, all like on this online database. It just maximizes efficiency for salespeople, and in turn brings in more business.
Okay, do you want to give us maybe a quick demo just to see how it works?
Sure. So let me know when you're ready. Yeah, go ahead. Just let me know when you're ready. Yeah, the glare. It's the glossy screen. It would have helped if I liked. Essentially, the homepage, pretty basic, just kind of highlighting what it's about. And here, you can either log in already if you have a user account, or you can easily sign up for a user account. Kind of click on sign up, basic fields to sign up. So I'll go ahead and log in because I already have a username. So put in and log in here. As you log in, basically what you see on your homepage is a list of the tasks that you have assigned yourself as like a salesperson. Kind of like, oh, I need to call this guy to update him on this type of house. Or essentially, let's say you're in real estate or something. So that'll list all your all your tasks, essentially, so you can kind of assign yourself tasks. This is a task title. You can either complete it or you can delete it. This little button here means it's a high priority. And this is the due date, so when you like kind of assigned it to yourself. And this is also who it's assigned to. You can either assign it to a specific lead, or it can be a general task, like a work task that you just need to generally do. I also allowed it to sort, or to you can view only based on like if it's due today. Yeah, go ahead. So, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. Which
Yeah, sure. Okay, so. Yeah. Yeah, the login and everything? Okay. Okay. So here, essentially, you can either, you can sign up here, basic user sign up. Here's a login. I'll go ahead and, you can either log in here through this page, or you can just log in here, which it's a lot more convenient. So I'll go ahead and log in my username. Here, you essentially, you have tasks on your homepage that are based off of, like, you can assign them to yourself. Here, you can either delete it or you can complete the task. Here's a due date where, like, you know, you want to, like, let's say I put, like, study or finish CS50, you know, that's due on the on Monday, 1/12, or study for my final, that's due the 12th, exactly, and it's high priority. So essentially, you can either assign it to a specific lead that you have created, like in this case, I created myself and I assigned it to myself, or you can just assign it to like a general task. You can also sort here based on like if it's due today or if it's overdue, tomorrow, the next 7 days, or this month, or all open. So like here today, it'll only show the one that's due today. Here's where you create your new tasks, the owner of the task, whether it's started, the priority, the due date. I did a little JavaScript here to kind of do a little date picker. Or you can click this and it automatically fills in today's date. You put your title here and then what your little comments and notes here. And then here's the lead part. You can essentially create a new lead. Sorry, sometimes it takes a little while to load. Okay. So here, the owner, again, the date, same thing with the date picker, the name of the lead, the email of the lead, the phone, the price, some notes, and you can easily submit it here. And what happens is you can you view all your leads. So I kind of put in a couple beforehand, David, Milan, and my roommate and me and myself. So here you can either, like, here after you add it, it kind of shows up. You can sort by either the name or the date up here on the top. So name, it'll sort it by the first name or date here. And then here you easily check, you can click on them. It'll show you all the information. You can either edit the lead, you know, can change some information. You can delete it. You can create a new task for it. That's specifically, like I said earlier, I have a task for this for myself. And the task will show up on the lead. Or you can convert it into a contact, which is, it's kind of like the difference between a lead and a contact is a lead is somebody you're working with, and a contact is somebody you've already, like, you've already finished working with, essentially, and you kind of, you have them as a contact for future business, essentially, you know. So that's essentially what it is. Another feature, nifty feature that I added was, in order to allow it to be cross-industry, I went ahead and did custom fields. So you can easily add in like a new text field within your lead, or like a new select field, which is like a drop-down menu. And here it shows you how many you have and what the name is. So right now I have a one custom field called price. It's a text field, and it's the first one in order. And I can easily edit it here. Oh, so see, it's not completely finished yet, as you can tell. Or you can like add a new field. So let's say I want to add a field like source, where the lead came from. So I submit it here. Oh, see, a little errors here with the design that I haven't fixed yet. And then if you go to new lead, now you see that the source is here on the new lead. So it's a new field within your lead. So you can easily customize it. And only the admin account can customize it. And that's where the account management comes in. So over here, you can if you're the admin account, you can add users, because essentially we want this for businesses. And we want, like let's say a real estate company, the owner could easily sign up for this and then have one user for each of his agents, and they can all kind of organize all their leads and all their all in this one database. So here, as you can see, I just created like a fake user. You can delete it. It shows you a list of them, or you can create a new one. So what's your name, man?
Okay. Josh.
Josh. So Josh. Oh, sorry. Josh. Last name, Josh. All right. Just put P. For clarity. So josh@gmail.com, password CS50, sign him up. And now I see Josh here, and Josh is a new user under my account. So he can see all my specific custom fields that I have created as an admin account. So that's pretty much it. I mean, eventually I want to add more, I want to add a custom like graphics where people can customize the color of it. And I just want to kind of like keep making it bigger and stronger and add more features as I go along. So that's essentially what it is.
Cool. How did you go about, just quickly, how did you go about implementing this whole thing?
I mean, it took me a while. I put a lot more time into it than I should have, but I mean, I like it. I like programming, so it's not bad. Essentially, I did four like tables. It's all data-based, so I did multiple tables. I kind of did it depending on the custom field. There's a lot to explain because it's so in-depth, but essentially you just grabbing stuff from the database, pulling it up, and I organize things by like groups and user IDs. So your group is like I said, like, you know, you have an admin account, you have users. The group is that's unique, and then there's a user ID for each user within that group. So everyone has like that same the same custom fields essentially. So that's pretty much it.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry?
Get out there and ask questions.
I'm usually just used to holding the camera.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm coming.
Yeah, I just want to get this.
If you're interested?
Not ready yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Anyone ready for a demo? If you want to.
Should we go somewhere? You're gonna ask me questions?
I guess. I have no questions to ask you. You just want to have something to say or at all?
Sure. Well, I'm Thomas Carriero. I worked at Facebook, or I do work at Facebook. I graduated in class of 08, so I've been at Facebook for 5 or 6 months. I'm on the ads engineering team. So I'm trying to figure out how to make Facebook some money. Do you have any specific questions, or you just want to hear what I had to say?
I don't know. I guess, well, we're here at the CS50 Fair, so anything insightful you got out of CS50, either when you're in it or teaching it or anything like that, that's helped you out?
I love CS50. I was a TF for 3 years for it. I never actually took the class, but I learned everything from CS50 and 51. You learn how to program, so it's kind of like the base blocks for getting a career in software engineering. And then you kind of, from teaching, you learn how to interact with students and like manage a section and manage other TFs eventually. So it's kind of pretty neat, like learning all of that. I certainly always tell people that this was my favorite activity as an undergrad, teaching CS50 and 51. So I would say that's kind of what CS50 has done for me, and now I have a job.
So you said you're working with ads at Facebook. So, what exactly is like your working with ads at Facebook? So, what is like your day-to-day routine? What does that involve?
So, I typically get into work around 11 a.m. or so. I try to by noon, certainly. And I'm on the data side of things, so I work on a lot of the exposing the data to the advertisers about who's clicking on the ads and things like that. Obviously, we respect privacy issues, but we'll give demographic information about to the advertisers about who likes their ads. So it's pretty cool. It's like a project with a lot of data involved, and I do some front-end work and then a lot of the data munging and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun. We get free lunch at noon and then we free dinner at 6. So I kind of work in between there. And then often I go home and then I'll work some more from home if I am in the mood. I think it's like it's one of those atmospheres where everyone, like, they don't have to work, but they want to work because, like, they want to contribute and it's fun. And it's a really fun atmosphere, like, we actually have trouble getting work done at work a lot of the time because it's like an open floor and everyone's messing around and like playing games, eating food, stuff like that. So that's why I often have to go home to get my real work done. But yeah, that's kind of like my typical day, I would say.
I was going to ask how easy it is to get work done at Facebook when...
Yeah, so I mean, different days are different. Some days are ridiculous. We'll have tour groups coming through, and like they'll be distracting, and then like my friends on my team are going to be distracting, and then those days are kind of a nightmare, and you have to leave early and get work done at home. But then there are other days that are very quiet. You just put on your noise-canceling headphones and disappear into the code for a while. So that's pretty cool.
So I guess any advice you might have for prospective computer scientists maybe trying to get into the industry?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think CS50 and 51 are a great start. I always love the class 124. I think it's an algorithms class, and it's just immensely helpful with like interview-type questions. They love to make sure you have a decent algorithms knowledge. And then just a lot of practice. So like whatever CS classes you're genuinely interested in, that's certainly more exciting than taking CS classes just for the sake of taking them. But, you know, practicing coding is always useful for, I mean, it's going to be useful on the job, and it's also useful for getting the job, so.
All right, any last words before we go?
No, I think that's it. I'm really happy that this fair came together. It's a lot of fun.
All right, so thanks.
Sure, thank you. Sure.
Hello.
What's your name?
David.
Anything to say?
I don't know.
Do you like CS50?
CS50 is awesome.
It's a positive review.
Yeah.
That was good. So, first, what's your name?
I'm Annie.
Why don't you tell us, what's this poster for?
It's for my CS50 project. So this poster is designed to look like a scrum board, which in project management is kind of a way to conceptualize all the tasks you need to have done for a project, and see them all in front of you, see who they're assigned to, and then kind of track how your progress is going all together. So this is like how when I'm working with my friends and we have little projects or in small companies, we put a bunch of post-its on the wall, and those post-its correspond to either tickets filed on Bugzilla, you know, software that needs to be built, etc. So I really wanted to be able to have this online and to have it sync up better with my bug ticket filing systems that I use already. So I invented kind of a new bug ticket filing system, and I made virtual post-its.
Cool. Do you want to give us maybe a demo, just so we can see it?
Sure. This is a mock-up of some post-its on a board, and I just kind of explained what was my inspiration for this project. I really also love astronauts and dinosaurs, so those are an important part of the project as well. So, would you like to see? Okay. This is Planosaurus. It's project management for astronauts and for non-astronauts.
I'm not quite ready yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't want to stress you out.
It's okay.
Okay.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Hi. You're recording. Chris, you're recording now.
Oh.
He's gonna do that.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You want to talk at all? Just doing little interviews.
Oh, sure. What do you need? Yeah, I can do it.
Well, I guess first you want to... I guess you're a student in CS50?
Yeah, clear.
All right, so your name is...
Joseph Higgins.
All right. So are you presenting right now or are you just checking out?
I'm actually watching my friend present right now, yeah.
Oh, so have you seen any neat presentations around here?
Yeah, I saw one actually, really cool one. So you know when we were declaring our concentrations, how you had to like plan out your entire 3 or 2.5 year plan for what you're going to do? There's one really handy website that did it all for you and kept it like you logged in and it would keep it for you. Because I turned that piece of paper to the registrar. I don't remember what I wrote. And it's going to be a pain trying to remember my class plan like that. So yeah, that was the one that really hit me the best. I loved it.
Cool. Oh yeah, what's your friend doing?
He's doing something. Well, he went to this camp or worked at a camp, and apparently they keep all their information in this one Excel file. And he's making a program that'll transfer that Excel file into a SQL database to make it more manipulable. And if that's a word, maybe is it? He hasn't got his internet to work, so I haven't been able to see it, but. But yeah, it's pretty good.
Sounds cool.
Anything else?
Are you enjoying yourself here?
Yeah, much like this is. I've never done anything like this for a class before. I like it a lot. Yeah.
There's popcorn, candy. There's some swag from the companies who are here.
What else could you want?
All right. So thanks a lot.
No problem.
Actually, it's a lot of fun. This is my second semester doing it. My name is David Ramos, and I graduated in 2008 from Dunster House. I was a TF for CS50 when I was a senior last year, and I came back to do it again. I liked it so much. It's really fun seeing like how much the students progress from barely knowing Scratch to sort of like all the final projects that you'll probably see here today.
Very nice. Very nice. What was your favorite moment this term?
My favorite moment was actually a little embarrassing. I was teaching about JavaScript, and one of the students stood up and like very excitedly said, no, that's not how it is at all. And they went to the board, and I had my laptop hooked up to a projector. They just started like typing furiously, and they typed like perfect AJAX code, and I was like, oh my god, that was awesome. But it was actually like a great moment for me because I was like, oh, this is like so cool that a student is actually like taking initiative and like doing something that's fairly complicated in an intro CS course. So,
well, thank you very much.
So, what accent is that?
Have fun. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Do you want to interview? Do you want to be interviewed?
Not particularly after I went to David.
You're really coming on the spot there.
So.
Go ahead.
All right. So tell the world your name.
My name is Patrick Schmidt.
Okay. And you've been a TF for CS50.
This is my first term doing CS50.
Okay, so what has been your favorite experience or your favorite thing about being a TF?
My favorite thing about being a TF is pretty much the same as kind of David's, sort of seeing students progress. So from the very beginning where they didn't know very much about computer science or nothing at all, to this very end where they've made their own project, said, hey, look, I didn't know anything about computer science, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but now I have this final project where I can show something I created myself. It's my own idea, my own thing, and here it is, here it's working. And I find that very impressive and good to see.
So have you seen any, you know, really neat projects around here that just like really wow you in terms of what people have been able to do over the course of the term?
I actually haven't gone around and looked at them yet.
Say yes.
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. My favorite one was... I don't know. I haven't seen any. I mean,
like them all.
I like them all. They're all wonderful. The students are absolutely perfect. So, yeah, I haven't seen any yet. I mean, I haven't gone around from table to table. But I know a couple from my students that really interested me. One of them is called Fact About Me. which is basically a site where you can enter facts about random people or random things, and it's you can rate them. Kind of neat. Other one is a music search tool where you can enter the first couple notes of a song, and it'll find the ones that match most closely. I find that pretty interesting. So.
Opportunity to
speak
with Patrick Schmidt
here. I know.
This is an exclusive, isn't it?
It is. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
We're going to edit this whole segment out.
I sure hope so.
He's actually really good interviewer.
Who?
David.
Well, I can imagine.
He's a TV guy.
Annoying as he is, he must be good. That wasn't recorded, was it? Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Anytime. My pleasure.
You have another accent?
No.
I could, but I'm embarrassing myself more than I already have.
Am I interviewing you?
I gotta talk.
Hello. This is CS50 TV. Here we are with Josh. Josh, please introduce yourself.
I'm Josh.
How many terms have you been a CS? TF for CS?
This is my first term. I took CS50 last year.
How did you like it?
I liked it enough to come back.
Very good, very good. So what was your favorite thing about CS50?
Like as a student or as a TF or?
Both.
Both. Okay. I think as a student, it was actually the first Harvard course I walked into. So in that sense, it was kind of nice to walk in. I already liked computers, so getting to take a course on that, something I hadn't really been able to do, was something that was exciting for me. So I could really study something that I found interesting. As a TF, I think it's just being able to see a lot of students do the same thing, so that they can kind of get interested in computers, even if maybe they weren't as interested as I was my freshman year. But sort of seeing other people learn and, you know, develop their skills over the course of the term, I think has probably been my favorite part.
If you could say one thing to students who have not taken the class, what would you say about the class?
You should take it.
That was it with Josh. You should take it. CS50.
You're very good at this.
What's my job?
I really have to go. But I'll be back. No, I won't, actually. Not a problem. I don't know if it was a contribution. No, it wasn't really. Give me 1 second, I need to make a call.
No problem. You don't want us to record it?
No.
Okay. 6 minutes? All right, so I'll end up.
Sure.
Okay. So, you ready? All right. So, what's your name?
Dan Cahoon.
And what have you put together here?
So, our project is a website that allows Harvard students to input their schedule for their different semesters. And based on that, it looks at the our database of core curriculum classes and looks for core curriculum classes that don't conflict with that. And you can check off whether you need, like, Lit C or Science A, or whatever you need, and it looks at your times available, and it only searches for things based on that and returns you a giant list of all the different cores you can take. So it's useful for planning your next semester or planning ahead for your plan of study.
That sounds good. Can you show us maybe like a quick demo?
Okay, so say you want to enter a new class into your next semester. Say you're thinking about taking computer science 51. So we have a nice autocomplete feature here.
Hi. Okay.
Should I go around?
Yeah.
All right, so you can search through our database of classes, which unfortunately isn't quite complete yet, but we have a couple computer science classes in there. So let's search for computer science 51, and you see it auto-completes searches for it. We can add it to spring 2009 because I'm thinking about taking it next semester. Oops, didn't show up. Oh, I chose 61. Let's add that to the fall. So there you can see it's in the fall, next semester 5, fall 2009. I'm a chemical and physical biology major, so let's say I need a moral reasoning plus maybe foreign cultures core. Select semester 5 right here, and then we find cores, and it pops up with a list of all the cores that I could take based on that time that I have open. And I can enter a bunch more classes. I can enter custom events. I could enter something like biking or swimming or going to the gym if I wanted, or yoga, set aside some time to do that. And then it'll all compensate for that while searching for the course.
Looks cool. How did you go about implementing this? It looks like you had the autocomplete feature. Is that like Ajax?
It's almost entirely based in Ajax. The database is SQL. We had to go through and enter all the cores through a parser, which was a bit hard because the core website isn't exactly the nicest to find them, and the registrar doesn't help us. But it's almost entirely Ajax. There's JavaScript calling PHP. We didn't use any other languages besides that, SQL and XHTML, but that's not really a language.
Reset. So what drove you to put this together? Was it just like a personal need to find core classes that fit in your schedule?
Well, I always found it a really big hassle going through and looking for core classes because they're kind of arranged on the website by the different types that you can take, but they aren't really arranged in a nice way by times or anything. So you look for a nice core and you might find one, but then you decide that you're taking, say, like Computer Science 51 next semester and it conflicts. So we kind of cut out that whole searching step and just give you a list of things that you can take and that you know you can take. And then you can, instead of looking through and having to devote all that time to looking for things that just fit your time span, you can instead really decide based on the content of each one.
So moving away from this just for a sec. You took CS50, obviously. That's why you're here. What did you think of the experience?
I mean, I really liked it. I think before this, I was just a chemical physical biology concentrator. And after this, I want to be a secondary in computer science because it was just so much fun. I really love the problem sets, even if they took a lot of time. I mean, David Malin was a great instructor. He made the class a lot of fun. And I mean, there's no final. That's always good.
Did you have like a favorite moment or something you learned that you really just like to learn about?
I think doing the Google Maps thing, I was just like, when I got that map up and working and it showed those place marks, I was just like, this is so cool. Like, it's just like, I mean, he showed the Wii example, but it's like, I just did this on my computer by myself. I mean, given Google did a lot of it for me, but I mean, mashing that up together with the news thing was just very fun.
All right. Thanks a lot. Table numbers
just something that's added to the screen. It doesn't just, so it's usually tell you in 1 second. The raffle. People are going to come by. You can go to other people's
Oh. Batul, you want to say something quick for the camera?
Hey, welcome to CS50!
Yeah, so just give that to anyone who comes by. Oh yeah, just give them a sticker when they come by. No, they stick it on their form, and then you stick ones on your form when you go and look at other people's. Now it's not a good
thing. Really, Aaron, how do you say your last name?
How do I say my last name? Is this really filming? It's Oschlager, or in German, Ölschläger.
But all right.
Did you get that?
Don't get that.
I have a quick question.
Yes. Then you can get some more.
Dino, how do you say Aaron's last name?
Aaron's last name? Ölschläger?
Good. Is that good?
It's good.
All right.
He knows that.
You are actually.
How do you say Aaron's last name?
I don't try.
I don't say her last name either.
Can you say my last name?
I can say the Americanized version.
What? It's a picture of
when
me.
When I try to say his last name, he yells at me.
Oh.
Well, it's gone. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm trying to get someone's...
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, kiddo. You want to be interviewed?
Hi.
you had to say you were doing something, then we wouldn't be able to interrupt.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm showcasing my final project.
What was your final project?
It's an iPhone app.
What does it do?
Just kidding.
It's Kato. What is your final project?
What is my final project? The fair. Do you like it?
Are you working with another person on that?
I'm working with a lot of other people on this.
The limit was two other people, though.
Effectively, we function as two units, the TFs and David. I don't know.
Whoever it works.
Okay. You went fast using it, right?
Oh.
It makes
Yeah.
All right. Do you know how to do everything? All right. Just look up their username, give them one of these, and a name tag and some stickers.
Give them what?
One of these papers.
Both of those.
Yep, a name tag, stickers.
Gotcha.
Hold on, I need my name tag. How close or far away do they need to be for this?
If I can't hear you, I'll go like this. But I mean, it's nice if I don't get the mic in the shot, but the mic isn't all that strong. So.
Okay. So, like, what's good for just a level? Short, and then...
Level.
All right.
So I'm just going to get some shots of people coming down the stairs.
Okay. And just any time, or
yeah.
Do I need to tell you?
Where do I drop a finished one off?
Where do you put that?
Yeah.
You can ask right up there, I think.
Okay.
So.
See it.
Cool. All right. Wait. Can you come back after? Are you? All right. Right here.
I've got a review session thing right now.
Okay. You can go. Sorry. hit a review session. The the what? Red,
just get, the get a nice
right in front of the very middle.
It's fine.
All right. Do you want to get these guys coming down at the top? Okay. Cool. Are you guys having fun? How's it going? Yeah.
With the release forms.
You can just drop it off up front if it's signed, or just leave it with the TF. So.
Hey guys.
Do you wanna? Nice, good catch. All right, you wanna talk?
I'm good.
Oh, come on.
Raffle box.
Yeah. How is
Is it constantly like influx?
All right. So what? How's the turnout?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Constant influx of people.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Nice. How are you? How are your stress balls? Are you stressed?
Not quite, except when I hit people in the face.
Yeah, like so who? Like me?
No, that was Alex.
Oh, yeah. I was hit in the face earlier by a stress ball,
good,
so...
How are you?
Oh, okay, is it? All right. Peter!
See,
where are you going?
What's going on?
Are you stressed?
I am a stressed one. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm a little stressed.
Are you presenting today?
Yeah.
Nice. What's your project?
It's a website. Am I being videotaped?
I don't know. Are you? Just keep talking.
It's a website that allows users to share cabs to Logan.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah. Well, enjoy it. Have fun.
Thank you.
And I'll see
you.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, Mark Guineas.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
You want to shake my hand?
Sure.
You're excited to be here?
Yes. Very much. Yes.
Do you want to say anything to the camera? Not that you're being filmed, but
I wish my app were useful. It's not, but it should be fun anyway. So I'm glad I'm here.
He's just kidding. He's one of the
Oh,
okay, you can't hear me. So this do you want to talk for a sec?
No, I'm good. I'm fine. Just want to grab one of those red balls.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, cool. Well, he's going to grab a stress ball, but Mark is appointed by Freeze Magazine as one of the most attractive freshmen, is that correct?
I guess, yeah.
Are you going to use your skills of attraction here to get some good recruiters? Or
Definitely.
Good. Have fun. Good luck. All right. Hey.
What's going on? I'm scared.
Why are you scared? Here. Take this. So you're not stressed, but what's your project today? Are you presenting?
Maybe.
what are you presenting?
CS50.
CS50. So in all of this, what's your part? What's your project?
Everything.
Everything. You did everything.
No.
Okay. Well, I disagree, but have fun.
What's up? How's it going?
It's going well.
You have to talk in the microphone.
Welcome to the CS50. She's in my section. How could you do that?
I'm sorry.
We've got a fair number.
Have we interviewed David yet?
David!
David! You just said my name. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh.
Are they off?
Stress balls. Stress balls.
Can I ask you to hold this for just 1 second while I get my headphones on? Right here.
Yep.
Sorry, I don't mean to be...
No, I understand.
But I'm being blessed.
I think you have a right to be with something like this.
Stress balls, guys.
This is the first time we've used this monopod.
Okay. How is it going?
It's really nice.
Cool.
It's perfect for what we're trying to do. At
nice.
All sorts of angles. How about this guy giving out papers?
Which one?
The woman who's about to leave.
Oh! You should come here. Wait. No, come on. Come talk to me. All right, so... Are you just, first of all, what's your name? I don't know you at all.
Oh, my name's True.
All right. And you're in my blocking group, is that right?
Yes, I am. What a coincidence.
So are you just getting to the fair?
Yeah, I just got in. Mm-hmm.
All right. And how does it look, first of all?
Very colorful.
All right. So first impressions are very colorful, a lot of people.
I saw the popcorn.
Lots of popcorn, right? So we'll have fun.
Okay, thank you.
You're good at this.
I think we should interview you, Chris.
Maybe when I look over camera.
If you, you should keep the headphones on, and we can just yeah.
I can just yeah. You can
just swivel
me.
Around.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think these gentlemen look at me, but I'm kind of, but kind of intimidated. No, don't worry about it. You can come talk if you like, or.
Hey. You feel like talking about your experience?
Yes, yes, you do.
Apparently, I do.
All right, so you're just entering the raffle, right?
I am.
So, what do you hope to win?
Xbox 360.
Nice, and what else?
Everything else as well.
Everything else as well. So yeah, we got a great raffle. Are you leaving the fair, or are you just hanging out?
I just finished the raffle thing, so I'm going to go back in.
Nice. Are you presenting today, too? You're a student.
I'm presenting today, too. It's true.
So so he's presenting. What's your project?
Checkers.
Checkers. All right. So
it's like World of Warcraft, but a lot better.
So it's like World of Warcraft. All right. So what's the CS50 spin on it?
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All right. So what table are you at?
I'm at table 4.
So he's at table 4. We're going to go see him later, right?
All right.
All right. So have fun. Do you want to?
Yeah, would you mind? I'll watch you do it.
No, we have to be with you.
All right, you two.
Okay.
Should I introduce you as a couple? Sorry.
I'm going to leave too. That's fine, my booth.
How are you?
All right. I don't know if we have an interview going right now.
Just a quickie before you.
Do you want to, do you have a minute or are you all set?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you want to fix your collar?
Oh, is it really bad?
No, I'm just. Just. Trying.
Okay.
All right, so we're here with a young man with a beautiful coat and coming to the CS50 fair. Do you have a name?
Yes, I do. It's Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee. All right. So are you presenting today? Or?
Yeah, I am. My partner and I, Jonathan Yip, we wrote an iPhone app of a Harvard map, so it'd be very helpful.
Nice. iPhone app, Harvard map. Great. Cool. Have fun, and we'll come visit you.
How are you?
Reva. All right.
Hey.
Do you want to come talk?
Okay.
So, all right. This is Reva, okay. One of the pride and joys of my section.
Not wearing a hat was the stupidest thing I did this morning.
Okay. So, she said, so wait, what did you say?
Not wearing a hat was the stupidest thing I did this morning. My head is freezing.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, actually, they are, I think, giving out hats here, so you may leave with a Harvard C's engineering hat. But what's your project today?
So my project is Calendar Compare, and it's a web-based program that is sort of like Doodle.ch and allows people to upload iCalendar files and compare them to each other.
And is everything going well? Is it working and looks
going,
nice?
It's going all right. I'm still working on the back-end stuff, processing the iCalendar files once they're uploaded, but the basic mechanics of the website is working. I just need to work on the database a bit
cool.
more.
Well, well, good luck. I'll stop by and grade you, but but have fun.
Yeah.
Thanks. In the red? Hey, how are you? Do you two know each other? All right, so your name's Alex, right? All right, so are you presenting today?
I guess so. I will be.
All right. So, what are you? What's your project? What are you presenting?
It's only a streaming TV solution that's hopefully going to be used over campus.
Nice. So that's really cool. How did you come up with the idea?
Actually, I was. It's more of a lack of cable TV that made us all think of this idea, I think.
Oh, really?
It's something we had in mind for quite a while, probably.
Nice. Well, good luck with that. And have fun.
Thanks.
Cool.
Are you ready?
No, no, not really.
Oh, are you sure? It'll be quick and fun, I promise.
Looks like, yeah, it would help if I take these out.
All right, so welcome to the CS50 Fair. I'm Aaron.
Thank you.
And you are?
I'm Diane.
Diane, nice to meet you. Are you excited to be here? What brings you here?
Well, I did a degree in computer science and business at MIT,
nice.
And I'm an alum at Harvard at the Ed School, and I love all things related to computer science, so nice. I'm looking forward to seeing what the students have developed.
Yeah, great. There are a lot of really nice things here. I mean, as you can see, there are tons of people, so enjoy yourself and enter the raffle at
Oh, what is that for?
So they're giving away...
toys?
Some toys, an iPod, an iPhone, all of the things that the vendors have sponsored or donated. So, and enjoy yourself and see some interesting things.
Thank you.
All right, I felt bad about giving a bad interview.
That was not a bad interview, but... All right, do you want to give another interview?
Not really, but if it wasn't a bad interview, I felt bad about giving a really shitty one.
No, I mean, it's supposed to be... We can make this an interview as long as you don't cuss. Just kidding. But
No promises.
No, okay. But no, it's fine.
Okay.
Are we taping? Is this live? Okay.
Wow.
But yeah, your interview was great. What do you think of it?
I thought it was all right.
Well.
Okay.
It's not being graded, so.
Oh.
that's a good idea. Can we just?
I have one.
those are not. Those are very stressful balls. They're stress balls. All right. So, do you want to go inside? This gentleman? Oh, sorry. So, so what are you trying to win?
All of it.
All of it. Good. That's a good goal. Big ambition. So, what did you think of the fair?
Really impressive. The number of different things that people are doing and... Well, you can kind of tell what students are into these days. Yeah. Food, fashion, where are my friends?
Right.
What's for dinner?
The social things and the needs.
Everything's
right.
Got a social component. That's nice.
Yeah, cool. So what brought you here today?
Well, we're from the University Planning Office, and we supplied some map data for a couple of the applications here.
Oh, nice.
So we originally came down just to see them, and then got sucked into the rest of it.
Well, cool. I mean, I guess I should thank you on behalf of everyone, because good data is hard to find. So.
Well, they did a pretty impressive job, and now I have to basically go and copy their stuff for my own website.
Well, good. We hope you can use some of it in the day-to-day business at Harvard. So.
Wow. I plan to.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Mike Warino.
So, Mike?
Yes, also from the University Planning Office.
Nice.
Yep.
And these guys supplied a lot of the data for the more physical geographic things, right?
Yep. It was very nice to see all the different types of work being done, coming for one application and just seeing everything, all the different stuff. It was very good. Excellent. They did an excellent job.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think all the students are really proud, and it's a lot of fun. And thank you guys very much for everything. So.
Great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Say hi to Mom.
You wanna? Did you get a stress ball yet?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry, that's.
Oh, you got that on camera. What?
Everything's on camera.
Okay.
All right, so you are Benjamin.
Yeah.
All right, and from Massachusetts Hall.
Indeed.
A freshman.
One of the lucky 14 in Mass Hall.
Nice. How did you just get to the fair, or?
No, I've been here like 2 hours.
How do you like it?
It's pretty good. I like the free candy.
Everyone loves the free candy and the sugar. So how's your presentation?
It's pretty good. I made a website that has Harvard building schedules on it. It's a really nice website because it has all the schedules in one place as opposed to on like 20 websites where they are right now. So it was really hard to code but really simple to show. So I've been having some like quick but awe-inspiring presentations.
Nice, that's really nice. And what do you think of other people's presentations here? Have you seen anything interesting? Or
Yeah, there's some cool stuff. There's nothing like wow, you must have spent 3 weeks on that. But, you know, there's definitely some cool projects.
Yeah, just to recap, I mean, you've got, like, how many weeks? One or two?
And most of it's vacation.
Yeah, so a lot of vacation, a lot of crunch time, but everything came together really well. So, yes. Yeah. Nice. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Cool. Thank you. Sure. That was good. I think it's hilarious how much how similar David and Patrick look sometimes.
Yeah.
But do you want to go see a presentation or?
View
you.
Okay. Hi.
All right. So for anyone who doesn't know, which of those there are probably very few people. That's all right. I'm here with Yuki. Basically the designer of everything CS50. Basically, when you look around, what here has your name on it?
Quite a lot of things, I guess. But, you know, it was everyone who put it together, so...
Yeah, it was a lot of teamwork. But so anything here that that basically you didn't do? Because you handled a lot of the logistics. You did the design. You just got hit with a stress ball during an interview. But watch out. So you handle a lot of the planning aspects too, and not only the design? So.
It was a 3-week process. Yeah, it's quite intense. Yeah.
And how did you get roped into this, or did you volunteer? I don't want to assume anything.
Well, you know, with David, you think you volunteer, but.
So I think what he's trying to say is that with David, people volunteer all the time for everything, right?
Yes, that's something
to that effect. But and how do you feel today?
No, it's good. It's going very well, and lots of people coming. So
nice. Everything coming to fruition. Are you nervous about anything, or
no? I just awkward in front of the camera. That's all.
That's all right. It is for everyone. At least like this was planned, and we didn't just jump. So cool. Well,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, thank you for this, and along with all the other TFs and David and.
Okay.
Nice. Cool.
Well, have fun interviewing.
Thanks. So I want to see if who do I I don't know where you want to go. If want to go over, what is he taking pictures at? You should bring them all over. Come on. All right. I mean, you're already on video. Like, this is filming, so you might as well make the best of it.
What are we talking about?
All right, so we'll just go through, and are you all in the same section, or...?
No, actually, so I'm a TF, and these are these fine... fine students are not in my section, although Nina sort of joined up unofficially.
Nice. All right. Yep. And you are?
I'm Alice Chung.
All right. Nice to meet you, Alice. And you?
I'm Nina Cometh.
Nice to meet you, Nina. All right. So how do you guys like the fair so far? Did you just get here, or have you had a chance to look around?
It's very exciting.
So it's exciting. What do you think?
Well, I just got here, but there's definitely a lot to see.
All right, so what do you see that looks interesting right now that you want to go find out more about?
Alice should go first.
Well, I spoke with a man from Google, and it seemed like he loved technology, as do I.
That's right. Those crazy people at Google do love technology. So
I just want to see the LOL code, preprocessor, converter, whatever it is.
So
Java.
So, yeah, there's a final project here that does LOL code to Java, and is the creator in your section, or?
Not in my section. I wish.
You wish.
It's an open invitation to join. If you're seeing this, belatedly, you can be an honorary member. Just find me. Carol Fass.
Right. And everyone seems to have run off, but you guys enjoy the fair. And
well, thank you.
Nice to meet you, Alice.
I was trying to zoom in on the name tag, but it's
okay.
Good.
Oh, that's cute, too. We get there.
I got it.
That's really awkward because I know one of them very well.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But all right, I'm trying to find someone. Do you want to just go choose a project?
Sure.
All right. Which way do you want to go? I mean, what's the easiest for you? So, we're here with what seems to be a great project so far, and two amazing people. You are?
My name is Madhura Naroni. I'm a freshman in Canada.
Nice. And you're the creator of the project, and this is?
My name is Chris Power. I'm one of the teaching fellows here for the course.
So, are you her TF, or?
No, I'm not. Just wandering around, checking out cool projects.
Nice, yeah. So, basically, just do you want to talk about your project a little bit, the ideas, or?
Sure. So, I'm a part of Woodbridge International Society, which is the Society of International Students on campus. Okay. So I was really excited to be able to do something that would help Woodbridge in the long run using my experience in CS50. So what I did was implement part of the new website for Woodbridge. So what they did was they gave me this template.
All right, so we have a template here for the new Woodbridge Society website.
And then they gave me the freedom to change things around a little bit, but this is what they wanted it to look like because the header and the layout of the page was standardized, so I had to code it according to the other pages. So so this is my project. So here we have the members of the board and the four different committees of Woodbridge, and the tiny squares you can see to the left of the names are supposed to be the flags of the members, the countries that they come from, and the bylines are the positions that they have in the committees. And if you click on any of these, you go to a profile page where you have information about the member, and this is supposed to be the picture. And if you yourself are a member and you want to edit your profile, you can actually log in.
Sorry.
You can actually log in and then upload your flag. If this is your flag.
So we are we're looking at this is the login page you said, or is this editing
this is the editing
your. All right, so we're editing the profile, and you can upload your flag and everything about your background and your position.
You look like this. You can upload your picture and the year you are in, and then your concentration, your house, and then other stuff about yourself. And then you say edit. Once you say edit, it gets uploaded, and here you go. So the flag has changed, and if you click on it, the picture has changed, and the information in your profile page has also changed according to how you changed it.
Nice. That's really neat. So how long did this take you, would you say?
Well, I worked on it a little over winter break, and then when I came back in reading period, I worked on it. I'm not sure I worked on it like one day or 2 days, but like over a reading period.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a great presentation and a really nice final product, but a lot of people say it's the journey rather than the destination, right? So how was the experience? Was it fun or worthwhile, or what do you think?
Well, the entire experience with CS50 has been really fun. I mean, I came in wanting to major in engineering, but after CS50, I just want to do computer science. So, yeah, I love the professor. I love the structure of the course and the TFs, and there's a lot of help available, and people from all sorts of backgrounds come here. So I'm actually competing with beginners. I'm a beginner, but I'm competing with people who actually had their own websites before CS50.
Right.
So it's really interesting to see my improvement over the course of the semester.
Cool. Well, nice. And good luck. I hope your concentration turns out well. And this looks very nice. So congratulations.
Cool.
All right.
I'm good. I'm good. I've got to go find my escort.
I actually work as an escort. Funny thing. That's not a joke. I work for the police department. So.
Have you met Shafin?
No, I haven't.
Do we want to meet?
I don't know. It's up to him if he wants to be on camera.
You're all set?
But we can introduce him to you guys if you want to. He was the provider of the. I don't know if we want to.
All right. So.
We can go ahead if you want. It's up to you.
What are you guys doing this for?
Chris is the videographer for the course.
Oh, like?
No?
No, not at all.
Oh, you okay. Don't mind.
Okay, so...
I was just eating a whole lot of candy when you...
Oh, no, sorry. All right, so I'm here with two fine gentlemen, and only one of which I know, so you are...
My name is Shafin Charania.
Nice to meet you, and again, this is Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, so what brings you to the CS50 fair, Shafin?
I work for Microsoft, and we were involved with the class a little bit in providing the TFs in partnership with Dell some technology, and this is a good chance for us to see, not just meet some of the TFs, but also see the technology in action and learn about the class and what you guys are all doing, and these interesting and creative projects these students have come up with.
So what do you have you gotten a chance to see some of the projects, or what do you think of them so far?
I have seen maybe five or six of them, and they're all very different, and they're all very creative, and they're using a diversity of languages and approaches and solving different problems, which is kind of interesting to see what each student's priority was and what was interesting to them and what they wanted to address. And it's also interesting to see what each student found interesting or difficult, easy about the class, about the technology they're working with, and where they want to go from it. So do they want to stay in computer science? There's one person I met who absolutely does not, and there's some who were never even considering it and are now going to consider even making it their major.
Right.
So it's very interesting to see that difference in perspective.
Nice. And Microsoft's contribution with Shafin was a great help to everything with the course this year and all the TFs, and really made this what it is, and allowed this fair to happen. So
thank you. It was great fun to be part of it. Thank you very much,
and enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
So.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris doesn't want to talk.
With Jason, and what brings you to the fair today, Jason?
I'm just finishing up with the first session. I was here presenting my cryptogram solver program.
So you had a question for me. Do you mind the interview right now, or what? If I can ask you, what your presentation or what your project did, rather, or what a cryptogram solved?
That's fine.
All right, cool. So basically, what was your project? You said it was a cryptogram solver, but what does that really mean for someone who doesn't know a whole lot about computers?
All right. So for anyone who doesn't know what a cryptogram is, first of all, it's a puzzle where it's called a substitution cipher, where each letter is replaced with a different letter throughout the puzzle. And the goal of the person trying to solve it is to replace each letter or find out what each letter is replacing to figure out what the original message was. What my program does is it takes a cryptogram that someone wants to input into the program. Mm-hmm. And what it does is provide a user-friendly interface to solve the cryptogram. And if the user wants to, they can ask the program to sort of help them solve it by giving suggestions and helping them through the process and eventually making it a lot easier to solve the problem.
Nice. So it's kind of like a code-breaking kind of thing, right?
It's a code-breaking type thing. It's a combination of a puzzle and of like a game type thing and a tool. It puts like an interesting change on solving normal cryptograms by hand and makes it a little more interesting, in my opinion.
So what languages did you write this in? Or like, how did CS50, say, help you really create this product?
It actually helped a lot. It completely runs on C. It runs on ncurses, which is a program that we use for one of our problem sets. Mm-hmm. And it also utilizes some other functions that we had to implement for other problem sets, like, for instance, a dictionary. Uploading a dictionary and checking words, that's something that we had to do for problem set and that I made use of in this program. And it's a tool that, like, you know, I just sitting in my room, and really it's kind of neat to sort of just pick it up and try solving cryptograms with it. It's interesting.
So this is the last question. It's one we haven't asked yet, but how does it feel to be done with all of this and see all of your hard work come to this amazing end?
Well, I definitely say CS50 is probably the best class of the semester, but also the one that took absolutely the most amount of work to get things done the way that I really wanted them to get done. So it's bittersweet. You know, I'm glad it's over, that, you know, I sort of take a break now from programming, but I'm actually really interested in taking computer science further now, and I have CS50 to thank for that, so that's cool.
Nice. Well, good luck with that, and thanks for the interview. Did you have a question?
What?
You approached me. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just asking for can we just head out, I guess? Like, hey,
yeah,
it's
just make sure, like, you turn in the raffle stop your project.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to talk about it, or are you headed out?
I can talk about it, sure.
Okay, cool. So, First of all, what's your name?
My name is George. And
so nice to meet you, George. And we're here with his presentation. Basically, can you just describe to us what it does? Or
yeah, definitely. It's basically an online marketplace where instead of getting spammed in your emails for like tickets, books, furniture, like at the beginning of the year, a lot of people sell books and stuff. End of the year, they sell furniture. So instead of getting spammed, you can just come to this website. Everyone can come. And you make a username, login, all that stuff. And then you can either browse the site. There are different categories, books, furniture, tickets, miscellaneous. You click on the different tabs, and different things get listed, depending on if it's a book or a furniture or whatever. And then, so there's like an email notification system.
Do you mind if I just zoom in? Because I just have to set up.
Yeah, sure.
Can I hold this around?
Oh, yeah.
You want to hold it?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cool. So as you can see here, it's a tab for anything and everything. If you look at books, only books come up. There's like, these are things I just posted randomly.
Sorry.
So, and also there's, you can search the site for items that you want. If you want, like, economics, you would type in economics, and this would appear automatically. There's also an email notification system. Let's say you wanted to buy an Xbox, and you couldn't find an Xbox because no one posted it. You would type in Xbox, your email address, and then once someone posts an Xbox, you'll automatically get an email saying that an Xbox has arrived and that you should go and check it out and buy it. So essentially, that's basically it.
Nice. So, just one more question. How does it feel to be done right now? And have this is it finished? I guess is a
essentially all the functions work. What I have now, I just have a little bit more layout issues I have to figure out, and also I have to figure out a way so that once people finish posting, they need to delete the posts, obviously, because they don't want the post to be there forever. So that's the final step that I just have to do, and basically it'll be done.
Well, nice. Yeah. Well, congratulations, and good luck with everything, and it looks really nice. So, cool. Thanks. This guy?
No.
Oh, come on. Wow. He's a tough customer. All right. Well, let's go see what this young lady is working on right here. How's your project?
Pretty good.
Good. Do you mind if we talk about it, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. So, Jennifer, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, basically, what do we have here, and basically, how did you create it?
So, this is basically a client for Subversion software, which is a programming tool that lets you roll back to old versions of software if you or a collaborator messes up or just need to go back to an old version for whatever reason. Whatever reason, there don't seem to be a lot of web-based clients for it. So it's kind of like PHP MyAdmin, in which you can install it onto whichever server is hosting the actual files. And whenever you upload a file to this server, it will automatically update the Subversion repository as well, so you can keep everything in sync, and you can let multiple people work on files without giving people unnecessary access, like SSH access when they don't need it.
So that sounds like a pretty code technology heavy project. Are you in one of the hacker sections, or?
Yeah, nice. I am in a hacker section.
So what experience did you have with computer science before coming to CS50 that would you say helped you do any of this?
Well, I've done a lot of web programming by myself. That I mostly taught myself. I did take 2 years of computer science in high school, but they were kind of iffy classes. Yeah. So now that I'm here and now that I've taken what I would consider a real computer science class, I think that I actually want to concentrate in computer science. So.
And is this going to be up even after the course is over, or do you have future plans for your new Subversion?
Possibly. If I can get everything working correctly and stuff, then it should be up at webversionsource.com. So.
Well, we'll have to check that out, but it is... Did you use it all when you were creating your project to help save old versions of your code, or no?
Not yet. Most of what I've done so far has been pretty rudimentary. It's been pretty straightforward. But from here on out, if I keep going with it, I'll probably need to keep the versioning. So.
Nice. Well, congratulations. It certainly looks fantastic, and good luck.
Thank you.
And nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So. Cool. That is really cool. Flood. Come on. Jason, come on. I'm going to interview you from here, or you can come over here. Jason, your project is over. Relax. Come on. Come on. It's going to be good. Pull this. Mike would want you to do it. It'll be good.
I'm not a big fan of being videotaped.
Well, you're being videotaped now, Jason.
All
right, come on.
How did you get me into this?
I don't know. So, my roommate will probably hate me forever for this, but this is Jason, my roommate. All right. He's too tall for the monopod, but...
I mean, I don't mind.
No, it's okay. I saw his project with my own eyes. It's very nice. Basically, what did you do, Jason, just to tell the audience?
I made a website for the Harvard College Global Health Review, which is a new organization started up. Well, actually, it's a subsidiary of the Harvard College AIDS Coalition and Global Health Initiative. And it's going to be a magazine, and they're going to have posts online. As of yet, there are no articles, but I created some tools for them to continue publicizing their site. There is a blog, a subscription service, some links to news articles to keep people informed on current global health issues.
Yeah, so it's a really dynamic site. A lot of user content, from articles to blogs to just user profiles you can log in and download RSS feeds from other things. It's really well put together. How was presenting it today? How did it feel?
Presenting it went surprisingly well. People were interested. A lot of people I had never seen before came over and asked me about my project. So.
And so just another question. How long did you sleep last night? Would you just say, if you had to guess?
Somewhere between zero and zero. Yeah. All right. 0 hours.
So Jason's been up all night, so we're going to give him a break. But his all project right. came out great, and thank you for putting up with me. But,
thank you. See you later.
All right. I understand. But... we'll talk about it off camera.
As long as it's just a minute, because I have a phone call I got to get back for.
All right, so we'll make this very quick. I'm here with Michael Smith, the dean of the college, correct?
No, dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. Right, Evelyn Hammonds is the dean of the college.
All right, so dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, I apologize. But what brings you to the fair today?
Oh, I was very interested in coming and seeing all the student projects. It's incredible here. It's done some amazing work through their single semester of computer science, which is very impressive.
And what, just very quickly, is your history with CS50?
I used to teach it.
So how is it coming back and seeing a new CS50?
I love it. They've done tremendous things with the class. It's good to see this many people interested in what's happening and engaged in some of the interesting projects across campus that maybe will help us out in the future.
Well, I'm sure a lot of that can be contributed to the good foundation that it had in the years past.
Well,
so
it's appreciated.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
So,
take care.
You too.
Good luck. Okay, you all set?
That's okay. The focus be on you guys. Be me.
All right. So, just by looking at your name tag, I can tell that I'm here with David Malin, and it says you are in Mather House.
I was in Mather House.
You were in Mather House.
In Mather House.
And you majored in computer science, concentrated
in.
And what brings you here to the fair today?
Well, I just thought it's a fabulous opportunity to get together with students in the computer science department, and even outside the computer science department. That's it.
That's it?
We'll fix this in post-production.
All right. But have you seen any interesting projects today? Or?
I have, absolutely. We have websites solving most every problem on campus, from what to eat in the dining halls, how to get from point A to point B on campus, simulating gravity on the Earth's surface, so kind of spans the gamut.
Nice. And I'm sorry that there's no Shuttle Boy presentation here today. But
No, he stayed home. But
the creator seems kind of busy with a lot of other things.
Little busy.
Yeah.
But always a pleasure to chat with you, Aaron.
Nice. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much for your time.
I think I'm supposed to say that.
Hey, there's you.
Matt. Is this your presentation? Cool. Do you want to go over here? Do you mind? Do you mind if we talk about it? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we're not going to do that. But I'll...
Talking about it.
Well, let's fix your name tag, first of all.
Sorry.
All right. So I'm here with Michael.
Hello.
And what brings you here to the fair today?
Well, I'm showing off my final project.
All right. So you're showing off your final project. So it's that good that you can show it off?
I am displaying it for the world to see.
Nice. So yes. What did you do? What?
I did an online battleship game.
Online battleship.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. It's a classic game. It's been revamped to the 21st century. I don't know.
Nice. What language did you write it in?
Some PHP, JavaScript, HTML, AJAX, XML, whatever you can imagine.
So are there just a lot of radio buttons all over the place?
No, lots of tables, lots of PNG images flipping around.
Nice.
Little red circles and white circles for hits and misses. And
all right, so trivia question here. What does PNG stand for?
PHP.
Or PNG, rather.
Oh, PNG. Oh.
Or whichever, anything.
Oh, man.
Just computer science acronym, and what does it stand for?
How about what?
CD.
CD?
Just kidding.
I don't know anything he's asking me.
Yes, CS50.
One. I'm sleep deprived, so I can't answer any questions correctly.
Cool.
I haven't slept yet, so.
Oh, well.
But it's done. The project got finished.
And how does it feel?
Amazing.
And you can finally get some sleep after several weeks straight work.
Exactly. Exactly. I like walking around and seeing lots of sleep-deprived faces.
Nice.
Everyone's been working hard.
Yeah,
so.
My roommate, who we just talked to, didn't sleep at all either, so I know how you feel. And so does he. But congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's good to see you.
Thank you.
But,
all right.
So.
See you later.
All right. Did you go to the review session today?
Yeah.
Lightner, is that correct?
How'd you know? That's great.
Just a guess.
Aaron, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Aaron. So what brings you to the fair today?
Well, I mean, I got off the tee and I just saw balloons everywhere in Harvard Square, all throughout Harvard Yard, and they were all pointing in this direction. It was amazing. I don't know how we got the wind to basically direct it, but
That was one of David's tricks, was getting the wind to...
That's incredible. He is amazing. So all the balloons pointed this way. And also, I just wanted to see... some of the incredible apps, in particular the iPhone apps that a handful of the CS50 students pulled off. And there were some very, very impressive ones. And the fact that some of them were able to learn Objective-C and the whole complicated iPhone SDK on top of everything else they were doing this semester is very,
nice.
It's very, very impressive.
Yeah, I heard the iPhone apps were amazing. So what is your role in the whole Harvard computer science scheme?
Well, David is like a son, to be honest. And we've been talking about stuff over the years, but he's really gone way beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. That this is like the David Malin show, starring David Malin.
Yeah, and definitely the students today. But
the students are really shining. It's really great what he pulled off here.
Yeah,
and this is the only hand I had in this was giving David the idea of having the iPhone app as an option. Everything else is completely his doing.
I'm sure there's some amazing projects today. And
I've been needling the rest of the CS faculty about what they're going to do now. Like CS51, for example, I can't even imagine what kind of affair possibly have that'll compete with this.
Right, a lot of Lisp and things like that.
Yeah.
Are you a TF in the course?
I am.
And TFing's been a blast. Actually, this is the first time I've been interviewed. But
let's do a role reversal here.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. It's good to be here at the fair.
I just find it incredible that in this economic climate, with there's a hiring freeze at Harvard and all that, David has single-handedly doubled the number of concentrators in computer science.
Yeah.
And how the hell are they going to deal with it all if they can't hire any more faculty? It's really kind of ironic that David has done it at this particular point.
it's really funny. I've spoken to a number of people who said I've never thought about computer science until today, or until seeing what I could actually pull off myself.
So my only reservation is, if every single undergrad on campus now is taking CS50, I'm teaching CS1 in the spring, and I feel like there won't be anybody left for me to teach. So I think I've created a monster here. But that's okay. He deserves it.
I'm sure he's very proud. He calls you a mentor all the time. And
a tormentor on occasion.
A tormentor, oh.
So congratulations, David Malin.
So.
You did it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you want to say it one more time?
I said... Congratulations, David Malin. Really, this is fantastic. This is unbelievable. This is like, holy crap. Bye.
Nice, thank you. Hey. He's a nice guy. Hey, how are you? Are you presenting right now?
first shift.
Do you want to? Do you want to talk? Are you, Lisa, you're so good. She's in my section.
I feel like. Do you know where we turn in? Sorry, the lottery thing.
Yep. So the raffle is right on your way out. Do you want to talk for a minute, or?
Sure. Okay.
All right. So I'm here with.
Ilias.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I'm Aaron. And you said you were presenting earlier, or?
Yes. I was on the first shift. So basically, I built a Metasearch travel website that allows you to search buses, planes, and trains on the Northeast. Because I know a lot of college students and people who commute frequently between, say, New York and Boston like to compare prices for different travel methods. So yeah, the idea is you put in a query like, I want to go to Boston from New York on so-and-so date, and it'll come up with the various travel options that are available for buses, trains, and planes, and their prices, and then you can book them afterwards.
So how is it different from similar things that already exist?
So the premise is that my website will allow you to compare prices in a very easy way. Most websites these days don't allow you to query buses, planes, and trains all in one fell swoop. So that's the basic idea.
And the fact that it's your own and it's your child. So
yeah, exactly. Nice.
And how does it feel to be here and to be done with it?
It's great. This is all out incredible what you guys did for the fair. So yeah, it's really awesome.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's all an ode to you guys. So congratulations, and we really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Thank you, and you too, of course.
Yeah.
The staff. I mean, you guys were absolutely incredible. So.
And good luck with the raffle. What are you hoping to win?
I'm hoping I can get the Xbox Live. I just played that, or Xbox 360. I was playing that all over the break with my brother. I couldn't stop playing, so I'm hoping I can get that.
Nice. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Sure. See ya.
How about David and Henry, or David and Mrs. Yeah, David
and Barbara. Hi. Uh-oh. Every time, he's so fickle. I feel like, which one?
Do you have a minute to be on camera?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. How are you?
Fine. Fox terrifies the camera.
Oh, well, I'm too, don't worry. So,
Aaron.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. I'm Greg.
Nice to meet you. I'm in CS365, which has something to do with...
Something to do with me, technically.
Yeah, but I just see your name all the time.
So how did it go?
It went really, really well. It's a really good force, and Hauchi and John were great, so...
He's awesome. Yeah. So is David Malin.
So, all right. Do you mind if we talk for a sec? All right, so I'm here with Greg Morissette. And what brings you to the fair today?
Well, I want to check out all the cool projects, but also to thank David for putting together an awesome version of CS50, and to advertise for CS51, which I'm teaching next semester.
Nice. Yeah, I took CS51 last semester.
Yep.
It was a great course, and I strongly recommend it to anyone who's going to be watching this in the future.
Or 61. 50, but 51's a little better.
Yeah. I don't know. I took them both at the same time. That was a lot of fun.
Both
so
at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of students do that, and I think that's fine. That's good. But people don't have to. 51's good. 61's good. Matt Welsh does a really good job with that. And Hans-Peter Pfister does 179, mm-hmm. a visualization course. We talked about all three of them in 50. And I hope we get a lot of good students for it. So.
Yeah, certainly after this, there are going to be a lot of students interested in computer science. So, nice. Yeah.
Good.
And what did you think of the fair so far?
This is great, isn't it? I mean, actually, it's a lot bigger than I realized it was going to be. It's funny, this is only half.
Right, yeah.
I mean, this is the second shift, so there's almost too many projects to see. Yeah. But so we'll have to do something bigger next year.
Well, yeah, and thank you very much for everything. So,
thank you, guys.
And good luck with CS51. Hopefully you'll see a lot of the same students that you see here today.
I hope so.
So,
thank you. See ya.
Nice to meet you, by the way.
Thanks, Aaron.
Kato, we should trade.
Trade what? No.
Oh. For who? These two guys?
We're going to get interviewed.
Again?
I'm all kinds of tables.
Aaron, it is always a pleasure. Not,
oh, really? Is it?
It is.
Thank you. So I'm here with two fine gentlemen, both of whom we've seen individually, but never together. So this is a special occasion.
This is a special occasion, Aaron. I can't tell you how excited I am here to be here today.
And how about you, Chris?
All right, I'm excited as well.
And would you say that with your excitement put together, it's...
At least three quarters of an excited, full person.
Nice. Yeah. So you're just overflowing the bounds of excitement.
Yes. Now, who are you wearing today?
I'm wearing CS50. David is making a clever joke about me being a fashion consultant, but...
That is a clever joke.
I am.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we actually have three good models here with the CS50. You can see the hooded version and the standard sweatshirt version along with the...
Why are you inflating your chest when you do that?
I'm not. I'm just pulling the shirt down, so it's like...
But the rest of you goes up.
That's right. But thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, too.
It is a pleasure. I hope we bump into each other again tonight.
I'm sure we will.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Dan.
Closing off first.
Well, I mean, it's not that kind of interview. It's just going to...
Well, come on. Don't you want a striptease? I thought that was... What CS50 was all about.
It's CS striptease.
Here, I'm wearing CS50 colors, apparently.
Yes.
Okay. There.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, so I am here with definitely one of the most enthusiastic students of CS50, even though it's hard to quantify, because everyone loves computer science so much. But you are?
I'm Sammy.
Sammy. All right, Sammy. What brings you to the fair today?
I have to be here because I'm a part of this course. All right. So that's...
So it's mandatory.
Yeah. Also, I heard we can win Xbox 360s and iPods, so that's another reason why I'm here.
Right, Xbox 360s, iPods, I think there's an iPhone... Maybe maybe a Zune. Everyone loves Zunes. So how is your project? You're presenting that today, right?
Yeah, my project's all right. I'm writing a translator from LolCode to Java. But unfortunately, I can only translate three words so far, and there are more. I finished the parser yesterday morning, so I... Yeah.
So just to explain, what is LolCode, as you said?
LolCode is the most useless programming language ever created. It's basically writing code using like iconhas for like a variable or kthanksby to like end the section of code. It's just useless, basically.
And it's its own language, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so could you just give us an example, like a line, like the hello world example of low code?
So it'd be like, hi, visible, hello world, kthanksby. That's how you'd say hello.
Nice.
Yeah, it's basically useless.
But I've also heard, even though you say it's useless, I've heard so many people who are looking forward to seeing your presentation.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I mean, it's going to be anticlimactic for all of them, because, I mean, the only thing they can translate is hi, bye, and, like, the comment, which is by the way. And so they can't make any programs. They can just, like, make the structure of a program and then, like, have comments everywhere, and that's it. So,
It's this kind of creativity that's defining the future wave in computing. So I suggest you talk to some of the vendors, tell them about LolCode, and you might get some good responses. So
I beg to differ, but we'll see how it goes.
Nice. And good luck.
Thanks.
So. Cool.
Quite the showman you are.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, Sammy.
Yeah.
You are at table 10.
Which room?
Do I actually have to like go there, or can I just like completely ignore?
You have to go there.
Yeah, I have to be yesterday.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? Good.
I just want to check.
I want to find that. Where is this?
Sure. If I could just see their name. Alright, let me just check.
Do the filled in sticker things go here? Like if you fill in the
wrap
box.
Alright, can you see that one more time? Sorry, we're having a hard time with the sewer
stickers.
Thank you.
Can I get 10 stickers, please?
Yep.
Not for you, right?
I don't know.
You can get that many.
I already have one. Thank you. No, I actually forgot to get stickers for my
Jonathan.
apparently.
All right. So we're here handing out stickers. I'm with Josh Bolduc, who's just, he's just a sweetheart. He interviewed me earlier, and as I was trying to do my work, so I'm returning the favor. Although I didn't, there's nothing on your back. There's nothing, I swear. But how are you enjoying the fair today?
It's a lot of fun. It was a lot more fun before you showed up.
It was more fun before I showed up. He hates me. You can come. It's okay. He doesn't like me. But he also has the lowest job of just handing out stickers. Just because everything else was really hard. So. But he is honestly a brilliant guy and a great computer scientist. And what are you concentrating in, Josh?
It doesn't work with
can
the
you
microphone.
Not reach?
Computer science, thank you. All right. So, and then that's it.
I have now.
All right. Cool. So I am here with a fellow TF. And a very nice guy. This is...
Whoa.
Unlike Josh, who just threw a ball at me. All right, so, yeah. And hopefully she can hear us. But what brings you to the fair today, besides the fact...
Okay, I can't hear your clever conversation.
It's not clever, it's just mean.
Oh.
All right, so I actually don't know who this young lady is because she doesn't seem to be wearing a name tag, but... At least on her torso. Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Jeon Soedede. I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore?
Okay. Sorry. I'm Jeon Soedede, a sophomore.
And what brings you to the fair today?
I happen to be the head TF, I think.
For which course?
Oh, CS50. Can you please take... Okay, the audience is making this very hard for me. So can I recognize the audience? Kato... Alex, please don't embarrass me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so after that outburst, we're here with the head TF from CS50, obviously, and how do you feel about the fair today?
I really think that it turned out to be great. I'm really enjoying it so far, and I think all the projects are so cool, and every single...
It's okay. Keep going.
Every single project that I've seen so far has really amazed me. And there are a bunch of them that I really want to use in the future. Seriously, a lot of people are having fun, as you can tell.
Are you
but
one of them?
Yes, I am having fun. I am not focused right now because there are people. Thank you for recognizing them. I really enjoyed the day. And thanks everyone for coming. Yes.
That was really sweet. And how do you feel? You seem a little tired.
I am tired, but it's all worth it. You know, it's CS50. It's all worth it.
Did you stay up late for the fair? Or
not necessarily. I think Yuki, poor Yuki, stayed up all night. So did David. I got some sleep. I was lucky. I got more sleep than they did, for sure.
Well, congratulations.
Oh. And by the way, this is Kato. Kato does your walkthroughs, and he's a sys admin. Can I interview him?
You can interview everyone from here on out.
Thanks a lot. Kato, what brings you here?
Hi. I thought I'd win an Xbox or something.
No. wrong answer. Say it again.
I'm here to enjoy the projects.
Definitely. That is correct. Which projects have you seen so far, and which ones do you think are the cool ones?
I've seen the ones with the t-shirts and the sweatshirts. And they're really cool because they have a nice CS50 design.
Yeah, I heard that the winter clothing line for CS50 is out. And I heard that they have very cool sweatshirts. This one is, for example, for $29.99. And this one for $29.99 as well. And if you would like a sweatshirt without the hoodie, that one is $25. And if you like a t-shirt, that's $18.99. So please come and pick up your sweatshirt and your clothing line. Yes.
And if you buy now, this one comes with you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And what would you like to say about Chris Thayer?
Chris Thayer is a nice videographer.
I heard that she is the best producer ever.
The best what?
Producer.
Producer? Yeah, she is. She produced... Yeah, that's definitely...
And we see a student. Please come, come, come and let us. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Good, good.
I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a long time.
How have you been? What's your project about?
I built an iPhone application with the Harvard map in it. It took a while to build. It wasn't very easy to learn the iPhone SDK or Objective-C.
But you had fun?
It was fun. Maybe the late night's not as fun, but, you know. With the final project, when looking at the final product, it was nice.
Definitely. That's what the whole thing about computer science is about. But what was your... can I use your application?
You should be able to. It takes about 3 months to get through the App Store if the code is perfect, and I'm not sure the code is perfect.
I'm pretty sure it's perfect.
Okay, yeah, sorry. The code's perfect. So, yes, hopefully one day you'll get to use it. It was designed with us in mind for us to use it as students. But it's not clear whether it'll ever wind up on anyone's iPhone. Hopefully it will.
It'll end up in mine. What's its name? What did you call it?
I called it HMapper.
HMapper. I will most certainly download it once I see it in store in 3 months, you said?
3 months. Plus.
It's 3 months.
Yeah.
Some of the lovely people who are watching this, Jonathan Yip, from the year 2012, has made an application that's called HMapper, and it should be in stores in 3 months, and you should all download it to your iPhone.
It's free.
Thank you, Jonathan. It was so nice to see you. Oh, Raymond. Hi. How are you?
I am well.
What's your project about?
Okay, so I created Quick Charts, which is a study guide database. So what Quick Charts allows you to do is upload study guides to the website, and then you can tag it with like class, professor name, as well as some other details. And then other users that want to come to the website are allowed to search by like the tags you create, as well as simply by like general subject headings.
And oh!
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of allows the free facilitation, the sharing of knowledge, as you will.
That's so true, sharing of knowledge.
Sharing of knowledge, very important for a liberal arts institution, right?
Definitely, I agree. Harvard will be proud of you, and John Harvard, too.
I'm sure he would be.
CS50 bot, too.
Yes.
So can I use your application? How can I use it? What do I have to do to use it?
Sure. So we can, like I said before, there's an upload page which allows you to enter so when you go to upload page, you can choose a file from your computer and upload it. And then on the upload page, there's a number of tags that you get to tag the page with. So then,
do you want to give the link to our lovely audience right there who are watching us?
Sure. Okay. So you can find it at qcharts.com. That's qchartz.com. But currently it's hosted on the cloud. So that's it'll be up in a couple of days as soon as DreamHost gets its act together.
Yeah, DreamHost. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's okay, but thanks a lot. And I hope all the people who are watching us will be using your Q guide with the tags, and they'll be tagging the classes for you so that we'll all share the knowledge. Excellent. Together. Thank you so much, Raymond. It was
Thank
so great
too.
To see you.
Good to see you.
So good to see you, too. I'll let Aaron do it.
No, you
are great.
He's done a whole hour.
I have to distribute this.
No one wants the clothes.
No, I have to give the clothes to them. I can find someone to do it. No, I really have to give those out, otherwise they'll say. I'll do it. What should I do? I don't know.
You should go find this person and then interview them. Aliens. Okay. I already talked to you.
How are you today?
I'm giving out stickers.
Stickers for what?
Stickers for final projects. And I'm going to go around soon and look at my students' final projects, too.
Are you excited about the CS50 fair?
I'm very excited about the CS50 fair.
Have you seen any cool projects so far?
I haven't, actually. I've been taking Chinese finals all day.
Oh, Chinese finals. How did it go?
Pretty good, Jansu. Pretty good.
To hear. So in case you ever need help with Chinese or any computer science related materials, come find Jesse Core.
Sorry?
Okay. He lives in Kirkland House. Would you like to give them your room number too?
Yeah, I live in I-28.
I-28, Kirkland, for Chinese and CS-related help.
Matsu lives in Elliott House.
No room number there. Oh, thank you. Do you have any final words that you want to share, any thoughts?
I'm good, thanks.
Thanks. Right. Thanks to you. Hi. Hi, Tim. What's your final project about?
Thank you. My final project is about a website for managing campus events. So the main idea behind the website is to help various clubs and organizations on campus create new events on campus and advertise them. And the idea behind the website is that once the events are taking place live and you go to the website, you see a Google map with like Harvard's campus or anywhere else in the world. And there'll be markers placed at where the events are taking place with. And once you click on the marker, you can have information about the events, links, and description. And once the event is over, it will just disappear from the map.
Whoa. It will improve the social life on campus immensely.
People take the event seriously.
What's the address for that, for your project?
It's cloud.cs50.net/TWKOTIN and then /FP, which is final project.
Okay. So you heard it. If you want to improve your social life and if you want to hear about what's going on campus, please go to our website and it will be helpful, right?
Yeah, I'll try to advertise it actually once the course is done and all.
On a different note, did you like the fair?
Yeah, I like the fair a lot actually. I was here for the second shift and I'm going to be here till it ends, and I think it's a really, really, really good idea. I'm glad so many people are impressed with the course, and even though it was stressful at times, people are so grateful that they learned so much during the course. So.
Thanks a lot. Your opinion is very well appreciated. And we're glad that you enjoyed the course. Thanks a lot. See you. Oh, okay. I should pull up another person. Batul! How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. What are you doing today?
I'm wandering around looking at awesome final projects.
Oh, hi.
Which ones did you look at first? Did you like any one specifically?
No, they're all really awesome. I saw something that uses a Kilman filter to isolate similar parts of music in a Python module, which is really awesome. So
whoa, is that Sammy?
Vikram.
Oh, I need to look at Sammy. He did LOL code, right? Yeah. I need to look at them.
But
did you see any cool ones you liked?
I liked them all. It's CS50 kids. I like you guys. All your projects are great.
Lovely.
Any other final thoughts that you'd like to share with us today?
I'm really sad that CS50 is over.
There's CS50 again next year if you want.
Of course, there's CS50 again next year. But until then, I'm going to sleep.
There's CS51.
No.
No CS51. Okay. There's no CS51 for the song lady, but she'll be back with us next year. Moving on to a new... Oh! Sophie, come! Come! And Ellie, these are the two... Let me introduce you. Two young ladies and one young guy from Elliott who will be with us. Oh, two young guys from Elliott. Oh, wanna come? Oh, and three young guys and two ladies from Elliott House. My house, the best house there is. So, how are you guys enjoying the CS50 fair so far?
It's really fun.
People have some really, really cool projects that they've done, so it's fun to see them.
Would you guys like to talk a bit about your projects?
I don't.
She has a really cool project, you know, just putting it out there. I bet you would.
My project manages Gungru and keeps track of all the events and is a place where performers can track what's happening with the show.
When is Gungru?
It's the annual South Asian Association cultural show.
When is it?
March.
March. Go to Gungru. Yeah, go to Gungru. And Michael, what about you?
Mine cast last second bids on eBay auctions, so it would be very, very, very useful, so you don't have to sit there and, you know, wait until the auction ends to cast your bid. It'll do it for you.
He's going to buy me boots with fur.
Oh, boots with fur!
They're really ugly boots. I don't even know why she put them on there. They're very ugly.
Anything looks good on you. So yeah. Oh, Elliot love. And here we have Michael Oyub, our new Hoka chat, Elliot. What would you like to say?
What would I like?
About your final project.
Well, so my final project is a Facebook app about language tables, so you can have a central location to search for language tables.
Whoa, that's really cool, actually. What's the name of your Facebook app? How can people search your Facebook app online?
So if you go to apps.facebook.com/crimsonlanguages, one word.
Crimson Languages, you heard it. And Joy?
My project is, it takes the...
It's actually Joe.
Yeah. It combines the functionality of that massive PDF that's generated called the Course Meetings Location Report, and takes it and combines it with map.harvard.edu functionality and makes it a lot quicker and easier to find your courses during shopping period.
Oh, so for like spring.
Mine too.
We're back. We had a technical difficulties. right now we're back with Ellie.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mine lets you search for the Q Guide course, or search for courses based on Q Guide results.
Whoa, it will make life easier for the spring semester, right?
What?
How can I find your application website online?
cloud.cs50.net/hr/fp/ home.php.
Did you take a note of that? Yes. Hi, Thomas Prufer, an old CS50 student, but he left. any final thoughts on the CS50 fair?
I have a final thought. I just met Johnson this year in Elliott because she lives in Elliott and we live in Elliott. And just living in there, you can see how much work she does for CS50 and how much she worked for and how much she loved it. So I just wanted to say that she's done a lot of work this semester, and she's done a great job, and she loves CS50 so much.
She's really hot.
Sophie says she's really hot.
Ellie agrees.
This part will be edited out.
Don't!
Elliot!
Don't!
Yeah, Elliot rules. Yeah, thank you.
Where can we get hats?
Hats. Where can we get hats? I don't know. I think they were.
Got a bag.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Sue. Thank you.
Frantically waving.
Thanks a lot. I love you guys. Sorry, this is an emotional moment for Elliot House. Thank you guys.
You can break the microphone, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't have
it. I ordered sweatpants.
Sorry?
I ordered sweatpants from the CS.
Okay, I will go and get them for you.
Thank you.
I have to go get the sweatpants. Should I pass this on to somebody else?
To be me, it's very awkward. It's Josh thinks it's painful, but he doesn't know what it's like to be me. Interviewing is fun, but she wants me to... Josh, you should... Josh, come on. Oh, look at that. I'm holding his hand. So this is Josh. He also lives in Leverett in B entryway. One room away from me, actually, but we're not friends.
A floor up.
And why don't you like me, Josh?
Do I have to, like, give a reason?
No.
Because there are a lot.
There are a lot? You can pick one.
You smell.
That's a good one, actually. I don't like myself because of that. But what else?
You're mean.
I'm mean.
You stole my, grading script.
I stole his grading script, which is not... Did you know that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery?
It's also the sincerest form of plagiarism.
I didn't plagiarize.
Yet.
I cited you.
No.
All right, that's true. But
they need stickers.
And he still is handing out stickers. The people love him, though. Look at this. It's very tactful the way he does that.
They want them for me, not for
you. I didn't hear that.
He's...
They want them for me, not from him. They want the stickers from me, not from him.
Sure, just keep repeating yourself. She didn't hear you, John.
I said it like four times.
She didn't hear you. She just said she didn't hear you. She didn't hear you. What
is that? She heard me.
All right. I feel like we're wasting time.
I do too.
Where should we go? Want to talk to VMware? Well, let's go look at a project. Sure. How do you say the name of that company?
Axka. We're here with.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you? Do you mind if we talk or?
No, not at all.
Okay, cool. All right. Are we ready? All right.
See how loud the music gets over here.
Is the music all right with this? Cool. I'm Aaron, by the way.
Matt.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
You too.
We're good? All right. So we're here with a fine Cambridge company, is right? And this is Matt. What brings you to the fair today?
You asked us to come along. We're excited to see what the CS50 students were doing, what we're up to. You're up to at Harvard, and thought we'd show off some of the stuff we've been doing, talk about some of our internships, other programs we have, and see what you got.
Yeah, and I think that all of the CS50 students were interested too. I followed a trail here just to get to the table. But so basically, what is it that your company does, or how is it like that of the students' projects?
So Akamai does internet acceleration. So we do all sorts of various things to make the internet work more efficiently and work more quickly. And how can we make that end user experience better for all of our customers?
So a lot of behind the scenes content delivery kind of thing, or
yeah. So we've got about 30,000 servers set up around the world that are set up in some sort of a cloud to deliver content from all of the end users to their customers.
And it was originally founded by members of MIT, was that true?
That's correct. So Tom Layton is are still with us and a founder and chief scientist, and he was an MIT professor.
So have you managed to get out and see any of the other projects today, or how do you feel about it?
I've seen a couple of very cool projects. I saw there was some Firefox plugin add-ons to block specific content in certain sites. There was the shut down the internet for a certain amount of time. So some pretty cool things going on these projects.
Yeah,
seems
yeah.
like a great class.
Yeah, a lot of creative students, and like I think the boundaries are endless here. Everything from iPhone apps to Firefox extensions, things written in PHP, Ruby, Perl, things like that. So nice. Well, thank you very much. And good luck with everything.
Thanks for having us. Great program.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
I hope you find some good ones.
Absolutely.
This is a good guy, Josh. Cool. I'm just going to go drop this off. Hey, how are you?
Good.
So do you want to head over to VMware? Or?
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Do you mind if we chat a little bit? Have you been? Okay, cool. I'm Aaron, by the way, just first of all. Saki?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Cool.
All right, ready? Cool. All right, so I am here with VMware right now, another one of our guests at the fair, and this is Saki, our great representative. So what is VMware, just for people who don't know?
Yeah, so we do software virtualization. So it's essentially running multiple operating systems on one computer, and thus we're reducing the number of servers and just making things more efficient. And we partner mostly with, like, the Fortune 500 companies. And so that's primarily, like, our main products. And then on the consumer side, we do Fusion, which is running Windows on a Mac. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat. And you were a great help to us, especially in this semester, in supporting the class, and I mean, we're very thankful to that, and the students as well. Especially, even it's kind of behind the scenes things, but it
like project. I mean, just seeing like students being able to display their work, I think it's a good thing to do. So,
So what are your impressions of the fair? First of all, I hope you've gotten a chance to get out from behind the table and see some of the projects. But
interesting to see like all the different projects that people are working on, and also just that, to attract interest from other, you know, people from other majors, and just to get more interest. And in general, it's good to have more visibility and just to understand what's going on in areas other than what you're studying. So,
yeah. And I think everyone in the class too can appreciate virtualization when like they have to SSH to use Linux or something like that, when they could do something similar on their own desktop without having to go through the partitions and all of the craziness of installing it otherwise. But nice. And thank you very much for coming. We hope it was productive for you. And thank you again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Nice. So, all right, what brings you here to the fair today?
I'm a student in CS50, so nice. I'm here without choice.
Well, I guess as am I, but I hope that were I not having to be here, I would come otherwise and enjoy the fair.
Oh, of course. Of course, I love the fair. I'd be here even if it wasn't dependent on my grade. Yes.
Right. So, have you already presented your project then, or how was that?
I've been presenting as we go along. I did an iPhone application, so people have been pretty interested. It's still not quite finished, so
you still get some more time though, right? So, and Henry stopped by. Henry Leitner, did he see your project at all, or?
Yes, he did. He stopped by, answered it, and liked it. In his way, yes. I'll be TFing Henry's class next semester, so I'll put an ad out.
Oh, so you're TFing 50? Is it not 51? It's a one then? Is
one,
it?
Yeah. Nice. It's one. So,
cool.
All the fun of Java and none of the fun of C, but you know.
Nice. At least you don't have to worry about memory management. So.
Yeah. Although that was something really odd. You'd think on the iPhone you'd be able to do away with that, but no. It was all about
really?
The garbage collection. Yeah. It's not automatic.
Well, have you had fun at the fair so far, or just what are your final impressions in the closing moments?
I think it's really cool to see a class become so like big and huge, and just like the banners everywhere, and it looks professional. That's nice. It looks like an actual like thing, as opposed to, you know, some fair in a lecture hall where people wander around looking really sad.
Right.
As opposed to this, which is awesome, and people are like wandering around looking at really cool projects, and it's great to see what everyone else has done. And all of their, you know, projects, and to be really amazed by like what all the students are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And behind all the sleep deprivation, there really is this tangible enthusiasm. So everyone's really excited to be here. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi,
hey,
Gabriel.
Aaron, nice to meet you.
I know
you. Okay. Cool. So, are we ready? Cool.
Did you take the class this year?
I'm in CF.
Okay.
So I took the class last year.
Excellent.
But I had a blast. So
it's a good class.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm here with Gabriel, and he's a friend of Chris, I guess. And what brings you to the fair today?
I'm a computer person. I work for the Harvard Initiative for Global Health, and I'm interested in technology and applications for, you know, websites, etc.
And what are your impressions? What have you seen so far that's been interesting, or what have you liked?
I think it's fantastic to see so much talent from Harvard and so many cool projects and exciting technologies as well. And for me personally, anything that deals with health and global health, like the mosquito application, etc., was really interesting.
Yeah, and my roommate actually did a website on global health for one of the Harvard initiatives. And people do benefits for different groups on campus and just most creative ideas in the world. So it's really nice to be here. But have you entered the raffle? Or?
Yes. Hopefully I'll win something.
What are you hoping for? Any particulars?
Anything.
Well, nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey. Get close. When he's done talking with this person. How are you, Jesse? And it's like stalking a wild animal that never wants to talk to a camera. So. You missed the beginning? Okay. So just to recap, right now we're looking at David Malin, the professor of CS50. And it's a lot like stalking a wild animal, but I think we're going to go get him. And here he is.
This is such a delight.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I have not talked to this guy in 8 minutes.
So, no, we're just checking in.
Checking in.
Other people have had the microphone. Jonsu was interviewing people. Josh.
I did see that. I did see that there's a line of people wanting their clothes while she conducted her interviews, as I noticed. Oh, that was completely lost on her.
So, how are things going at this point?
Really well. It's remarkable that things are still going pretty strong here. So, we still have a few squishy balls left, so we hope people will take those on the way out. We got some popcorn still popping. And music still playing, so...
And how much time do we have left until the end?
Well, let's check the official clock. We have less than 45 minutes to go.
And how long will the TFs be staying after to help clean up?
We'll be staying until this room is spotless, but it will be a lot easier, I think, to break it down than it was to build it up.
Well...
Always a pleasure, Aaron.
Thank you, and it did take a whole semester to build this thing up. Oh, okay. Here. Oh. You can hold it.
David, I think the fair has gone very well. How about you?
I agree. I've been very happy to be
here. Actually, like three separate friends.
No, Brett wants to talk. That's fine.
That doesn't work from there?
Oh, turned the wrong way. There we go.
That's a fail.
It was on camera, too.
No, seriously, multiple people came up to me, who I never expected to see here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
Multiple people came up to me, friends of mine, that I never expected to see here.
Wow, that's good.
I was very, very happy about that, yeah.
Antonio Pino come?
He didn't. I don't know why.
He has a fashion line, that's why I know who he is.
This is great footage right here.
That's all right, there's nothing to be heard.
Aaron, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, David. Thank you.
You
too.
Oh, sorry. I have popcorn on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you. Pleasure to see you as well. I don't know. I don't know what to do with myself. No. Patrick, come back.
I was already interviewed.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
By me?
No, not by you.
Well, then we need to come back.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
All right, so David Malin has just changed clothes and come back, and here he is again. All right, we're good? All right, actually, I'm with a young Patrick here who seems to be having a lot of fun at the fair. What brings you here today?
I'm a TF for CS50.
With a crazy accent as well, that's right.
Yes.
So where are you from that gives you that accent?
Europe.
Where in Europe?
A small little country called... You won't know it.
But apparently there's a lot of technology there. Computing is a big part of the national economy, I'm sure.
No. My father is a farmer. My grandfather was a farmer. On both sides. Both sides.
And what are you, then?
A farmer.
Nice. This has been a pleasure.
Pleasure was all mine.
I think it was. I don't even know what to do anymore. We just interviewed David for like the fifth time. But, are you having fun?
Yeah.
Good. I don't know if we've ever met formally.
Patrick.
Aaron.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I've seen you around.
Yeah, same here. So. Grading problems or grading quizzes and such.
Mm.
Yeah.
What involves you in CS50? What gets you?
So I took his class 6 years ago.
Wow. Cool. What are you studying?
Computer science.
Any particular... It's time. All right.
Sub 05 is in the house, baby.
Oh, bye.
Yeah.
So...
You're not at Harvard.
I know.
Well, you're not.
I'm not.
Yeah?
I was talking.
No, now.
No, I'm MIT. Yeah, not
even better.
I don't know.
All right. So I'm here with Chris and Patrick, the European farmer. If you didn't catch that, don't worry. But how are you guys today?
Good, great.
Very good.
No accent this time?
No, not this time.
Okay. You couldn't think of one on the spot.
Yeah, I know.
You can tell the wheels are spinning.
What are your last impressions of the fair?
I thought it turned out great. I'm really energized by all the energy.
Absolutely amazing. It's just so good, though, that all these people who came today, it's very good, though.
It's nice.
I like.
That's nice.
So it's been a very nice fair.
It turned out really well. I think better than any of us could have hoped.
Yeah, and I agree. I certainly didn't expect the numbers that we had, so I think it's been fantastic.
And all the students showed up. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least most of the important ones anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
well, we did threaten them, so.
Yeah.
You did too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. The real question is how many people would have been here if their grade didn't depend on it. Yeah, and there wasn't free candy, but that's why I came. It's for the free candy.
Yeah, me too.
And the camera time, the FaceTime.
It's understandable.
Thanks. What do you guys do now? Are you a grad student as well, Chris? Or?
No, I work in the field.
Nice.
Software developer.
Cool.
Farmer too.
He's a farmer.
In the field.
Nice. Where do you work?
Just a small technology firm in the Philadelphia area, actually.
Nice. Hog farm.
Yes. We produce chickens and hogs.
Would you say that an education like this prepares young minds to work in similar endeavors?
I would, actually. This course is very different, I think, from a lot of CS courses offered in that it really connects the technology with the real world, which you don't find in a lot of engineering courses. And I think this does a fantastic job of doing that and getting people excited about CS in general.
And despite being a lowly grad student, I mean, how do you feel about this? I mean, before you get a real job.
I feel exactly the same way. So one of the big problems with CS is that they don't do very many applied parts. And this part's, at least this final project and also the problem sets were very applied. So I thought it was very good.
And I think I felt that way a little bit about 51 last year because they talked about, for example, abstraction and just software development. So for anyone, 51 is a great course to take next semester or to TF. But nice. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
Again, it's been a pleasure. So.
Pleasure is all ours.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It's very nice.
I'm down, but we finally got
it. Oh, that's true. We didn't get any individual time with you before.
Well, that's okay. You don't want to get any time with me individually, trust me.
Oh, another story.
That's what she said.
I think I thought one.
Are you going to interview me?
No, we're just going to look at the camera and I'll pretend. Alright, so we're this filming.
Okay.
What are your impressions of the fair so far?
It's awesome. It's definitely CS50 standard.
Yes, a CS50 standard you said?
Yeah.
Nice, and you said it was awesome.
Yeah.
What else? What brings you here today? Actually, I didn't introduce you, so your name is?
My name is Linfeng. I'm a CS50 TF, so I'm supposed to be here.
That's right, and Linfeng and I actually have a long history together. We were partners for 51 and 61 last semester.
Right.
We co-taught a Ruby on Rails seminar this year.
Right.
And
we spent millions of hours together doing working on projects.
Yep. And Linfeng is a great CF and a great part of the team. And without people like him, we couldn't have put this whole thing together. So,
yeah,
or
you.
They couldn't have put this whole. I don't know. But yeah, thank you and
right.
Enjoy it.
Sure. Thanks.
We have another random person.
We do.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi.
Good.
I'm Catalina Lacerna. I'm a good friend of David Malin's, and I direct the Educational Technologies Group at the Harvard Extension School. So I'm really amazed to see what has been done here. It's a beautiful demonstration of project-based learning and how, you know, student products can be shown to other students and creating a very motivating environment for everybody to learn about technology. So congratulations to David. It's really fantastic.
Well, nice. I'm sure he'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And one thing that people have said about this fair time and time again is that it's really nice to see both the theoretical background and the application come together in something like this because it connects the real world with the behind-the-scenes learning. So.
Yes. And I interviewed some of the students who said, you know, I had no background in computer science, but it's almost like you're learning to look under the hood of a car.
Mm-hmm.
You're always driving a car. You're always using your iPhone. You're always using something, but you really don't know how to look under it. So it's a kind of knowledge that I think must be very empowering for students, and you know, even though there may not be computer science concentrators, but just to know how it works and what kinds of questions to ask.
Right, people are no longer intimidated by a computer, actually thinking that it's some all-powerful machine, that it's just very simple and it does only what you tell it.
Or that there is magic. They say, okay, right. I have to oh, there is a bug. Oh, my, maybe something happened with the code. It's almost like really understanding to look under the hood.
Right.
And see how it's written and all that. So, yeah, congratulations to David. It's a really terrific event.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Kelly.
Watch me juggle. Ready?
Somebody just broke. Okay. No.
It looks good. Don't worry.
That's yours.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, but it's all right. I was just talking. Like. But it turns. Okay. All right. So this young man with the Pop-Tarts and the diet soda, who stays up... That's right. Okay. He stays up late. He works long hours, all in the name of CS50. This is the fabled CS50 bot. I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal that on camera. But if I don't, we'll have to edit that out. So what's it like being a superhero?
It's great when the students send me broken code.
So they send you broken code and you fix it.
Yeah, basically it's like my diet. I eat broken code and then I spit out good code.
So it's a big shoes to fill. Do you have any other secret powers or secret identity?
Well, I'm rumored to be the CS50 designer, but it turns out that the CS50 designer is someone else.
That's right.
Yeah, and that gentleman in there over there is the CS50 designer. If you want to,
and that is Yuki, who's going to come on stage, and now he doesn't have a choice because I just said it, which means that it has to happen. It's like magic.
Hi.
So.
Is what?
Are you a robot?
This is the Turing test, the verbal edition right now. So
I'm a man.
Do you like?
I don't know where this conversation is going, but I'm going to stop it right there, and
have another pop
and eat the pop tart apparently. Well, so, how do you feel now that this is coming to a close?
It came about wonderfully. Yeah, we are happy to see all sorts of people here. Yeah.
Are there more than you expected, or what would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I thought David was crazy for buying 1,000 stress balls, but it's pretty justified, yeah.
You looking for me?
I was looking for you, actually. Sorry, this is Brett.
I know the camera. Me and the camera go way back.
Yeah, he's very familiar with the camera.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of my students was looking for you. Or I was trying to introduce you
to
my
student,
but I don't know where he went.
I could also
buy. Thank you.
Tonight.
Cool. Yeah. He just asked me again, but he said he may email you first.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Have you seen the soccer projects? It was just a soccer portal, and then they did
what?
Oh, I guess we're talking about the really cool projects, because Brett is an expert on cool, but obviously. And one of the coolest projects I saw was a soccer portal for the Harvard soccer team, where you could basically log in as a coach or as a player and like send or receive emails and track your workouts and view and upload like videos and things like that. What about you?
Let's see. There are a lot of good ones. I really liked all the... I know there are a lot of course applications, like Facebook, whatever, websites that let you like deal with courses, like find study groups and like... Q Guide stuff. I like those ones. It's useful. One of my, I see like a website for the Harvard Square homeless shelter, like that.
Oh, cool.
A lot of them. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, there was another really cool one. I'm kind of partial because it was my friend, but he made this cryptogram solver, but it's just a very intelligent AI, and it basically combined everything he had done in past problem sets, from loading dictionaries to just like parsing and using like cryptography and things like that. So it was cool. There were a lot of really neat, creative people here today. So nice. I'll let you go, but yeah, I'd appreciate that.
I really wanted to interview him about a sweet algorithm, but I didn't have it.
No.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
She can hear you.
I figured. Just
it's actually
I said
recording,
it.
So... Talk?
No.
Yes, you were just talking. You come on. All right. This is one of my good friends and fellow TFs. He teaches section right after I do. He teaches the hacker section. He likes long walks in server farms and drinking Red Bull and staying up late.
Yeah, staying up late.
All right, not the Red Bull part. But so Vivek, what was your impression of the fair so far?
It was amazing. It was amazing.
What was your... How about your favorite part?
The food.
Right, the food. The least favorite part?
Nothing.
That's actually really good. I don't know. I'm run out of questions. Do you have any questions for me?
How do you like interviewing?
I do. I run out of questions sometimes, but... I just, thank you, I try and shrug it off, so, and then we do things like this, and it's a chance for the audience to get to know me as well, so it's very personal, thank you.
Good.
I appreciate
good.
It.
No problem.
And I will see you later when we tear this all down, although that'll be a sad time for everyone.
I'm already sad, this was CS50.
I know, yeah, I think we just got a shot of that, it now says this was CS50,
yeah.
It's a hint to everyone who's still here, and that's actually a lot of people, so, but, nice. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, hey, how are you? Okay. Oh, we should go interview someone over there. Oh, no, over here.
Okay.
All right, wait. So, Tomo, you should get in here. All right. Wear it? I don't want to wear this.
No. Sorry. Do it.
That's copyright.
The horrible thing is that we're taping this.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think we can take this seriously now.
This is horrible. You're not allowed to do that. All right. Thank you, Tomo. You can guard me.
Okay.
All right. So I am here with another. I'll fix this for you. Another TF. Tomo, he's a good friend. Sorry, David is upset at this. But he's joining me on this wonderful life raft that is CS50 that's been very supportive, metaphorically. Oh, a life raft, metaphorically, but supportive, literally, to all of the students who have come through one of the courses with the best resources, I think, of all of those offered at Harvard. So what has been your part in everything here today?
So I got here pretty early to start popping popcorn, and that was pretty fun. It's very delicious popcorn. And then besides that, just sort of walking around and taking in all the different projects and throwing stress balls at people.
Do you want to take a quiz on popcorn right now? All right, ready? That wasn't really a question. All right, so how many minutes should you let it warm up on the first batch when you turn the kettle on before you put on the pour in the oil?
I believe it's 4. Although
that's correct. That's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
How many kernels should you put in just to test the heat of the oil before you pour in the rest?
I don't know.
I think the answer is 3. Three kernels. And we're not making this up. This is on the instructions. I was the one who popped the popcorn yesterday, but we're honestly just having some fun right now.
I was not the first popper today, so...
You were not the first popper today? No. Sorry, I just wanted to repeat that.
Yes, I was not the first popper.
Okay. And what are your impressions as everyone's leaving? You've seen people actually walk up the stairs and exit, so what have been the looks on their faces as they've gone away?
They all look pretty satisfied. I've gotten a couple people who stopped to say how wonderful they thought it was, and... I gotta say, I'm really happy that so many people showed up because it means a lot for CS in general at Harvard, I think, that we have something like this now. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think this fair and this class in general, and along with all the work of the students, has definitely helped to bolster some of the enthusiasm in computer science in a rather difficult time in the job market. But
yeah,
I guess we'll have another influx of eager young minds.
Hopefully. So. That would be the idea.
Nice. And well, I'll let you go back to your duties so I can get out of this zero. But
all right,
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, that's a sure. I think. Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, you want to pull this off me?
Yes.
All caught on tape.
I know. The most embarrassing moments. Hey, how are you?
I've been seducing Facebook, Microsoft, Google into internships with my amazing looks. It's perfect.
Okay.
So, nice.
What? Should I say it again?
No, I mean, if you want to, we'll just go into it. But so I'm here again with Mark Innes. I talked to him earlier.
As I arrived,
when he arrived, and this is, you'll probably be leaving very shortly, so this is a fitting, I hope you're leaving soon, like right after this interview.
Yes.
How did everything go today? How do you feel?
Very good, very good. Some of these apps are really impressive. I heard of an iPhone app that gives you a pickup line when you shake it, when you shake your iPhone. I think he was first shift, though, so I get to see him. It's disappointing.
Actually, I didn't hear about that at all, but I feel like that would have been really useful.
Yeah, really. And you can set a level of how, you know, if you want, how polite you want it to be, how drunk you are at the moment. It's really fun, right?
This is, of course, for people who are above the drinking age.
Yes, 21 and over, of course.
But how is your project?
It's basically just a short survey that determines how cool you are.
The Facebook app, right.
Yeah, I think it got voted meanest project or something, some TF told me. Whatever. it's not. I mean, I have to fix it because it's been giving people 50s and 60s.
I mean, maybe the truth hurts sometimes. But
I got to fix it up to because, I mean, my TF took it. You know, DJM also almost took it. So you know, you wouldn't want to be offending the wrong people.
Right, and the grade I'm sure that you'll get on the project is proportional to the result that they get of their coolness.
Exactly. So. But my TF took it, and he managed to trick the system and say he hooked up with 1 million girls in the last 6 months. So that gave him a lot of extra credit, and he was at 602,000% coolness. So I'm sure my grade is going to boost.
And let me just say right now that the views expressed in this commentary are not that of CS15 nor of computer science in general. But this has been a lovely conversation. I think
Great.
The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you very much.
How are you girls?
Hi.
Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Yes. Cool.
I'm in the class. Do you want to play?
Oh, I already spoke with you, didn't I? Were you with... No, I didn't.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. So...
Okay.
We're here in the final throes of the CS50 fair, but we have three newcomers, or at least two. And you said you are a member of the class, yes?
Yes.
So your name is?
Rachel Park.
Kate.
Meg.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Rachel, Kate, and Meg. Thanks. I'm Aaron. Sorry. What brings you here in the last few minutes?
They came to support me, and I went out and met them to bring them back down here.
Nice. So you're going to show them your project then? And what was that?
It was a website for students to sign up and share cabs to and from Logan.
That's actually, I'm sure, really useful. I know that any student, I'm sure, has seen all of the emails on the house lists about people sharing rides, and it's just crazy. So we'll let you three go where you need to and enjoy it. Thank you for coming. Done this weekend, but maybe they're just... Oh, where's the... Okay. Okay.
Aaron, are you still interviewing and filming?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Let's see. Josh, can I steal you? Do you mind...
I tried to get Peter to do it.
Okay.
He's busy.
Come on, Peter.
Oh. She left.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do the... I can't do this upstairs.
No.
How are you?
I'm good.
Actually, we could do an interview right now we're walking away. What are your impressions literally leaving the fair?
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. There were some amazing, amazing projects.
Nice. So there are some amazing projects, right? A lot of amazing TFs, some amazing professors, one amazing videographer. I really want to continue this interview. Let's go back. Let's accost these people.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey!
Thank you.
So, what did you think of the fair?
It was great.
Hey. Hey! Nice. Well, thank you for coming. That was fun. So, what do we need to do to tear this baby down?
I think there's going to be a lot of paper cleanup at this point. A lot of table moving. I don't know.
All fun stuff, right?
Oh yeah. Especially
cool.
Those push pins.
Hey,
John.
Hey.
Do you want to be interviewed?
Do you want to?
Sure.
Sure.
Go for it.
Cool.
Just put this down.
Do you know each other?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, cool. Then you should be and be together.
I'm terrible.
You should introduce him, though. Introduce him.
John Massey, singer extraordinaire.
Thank you for that introduction, Peter.
All right, so I'm here with John, and you're on your way out of the fair, is that correct?
I am. I'm heading out.
So what were your impressions of the fair, let's say?
I was very impressed with some of the things people came up with. The physics engine, the battleship program, yeah. There were some pretty awesome things that people
nice.
Did here.
And now what was your contribution to all this?
I actually made a Connect 4 playing program called Super Babe, which had a number of different babes, beautiful men and women who would play Connect 4 against you. because I realized that this was missing from my life, you know, a woman or a man who would play Connect Four with me every day. So
That's actually missing from my life, too, and I feel like that's missing from the lives of one or more other presenters here. So
it's not something that everyone has, you know.
That's right. I actually love Connect Four.
Excellent.
So how did it turn out? Was it a success?
It was a success. I you know, need a little bit of a better AI, but that'll come.
Nice. And congratulations. I saw you enter the raffle.
I did. We'll see. Maybe we'll get an Xbox out of it.
That's what you're hoping for,
yeah,
the Xbox?
That's what I'm looking for, yeah.
Nice. I actually don't think anyone would be disappointed if they got something else, but I think that's been the common answer today. So, well, best of luck.
Thank you
very
much.
And thank you.
Take care.
I'm not interviewing you.
Wait, just one sec. Do you know when they're raffling
the
stuff
weekend.
Up? Weekend. Okay.
Date?
Yeah, my date. Yeah. Arm candy.
See you later. I had actually never met Patrick. So, what are you hoping to win today? Or this weekend, let's say.
Definitely the Xbox 360.
Nice. That's been the most common answer. And they're giving away two of those, right?
Two of those. Yeah. Very excited.
So how many people do you think entered the raffle? Just a guess.
Guesstimate. My CS50 skill says somewhere in the 10 to the 3rd power.
All right. So 10 to the 3rd. And
less than or equal to.
All right. Less than or equal to 10 to the 3rd entries into the raffle. All right. And say you entered 10 stickers, and then what chance does that give you?
I have about a 1% chance.
You know,
less than that. I'd say maybe a 0.3% chance of winning.
All right, so we've got a 0.3 to 1% a chance of winning. Oh, another raffle entry right here.
He just decreased my chance by another.
That's true. That's true.
Well, we're sweet mates, so if we get the Xbox 360, it's a shared effort. Yeah.
So my chances of winning Xbox 360 just went up.
That's actually a really good point. And what... sorry. What efficient algorithm do you think you could use to, say, compute your odds of winning? Or no, actually, let's say this. To count the number of things in that box, would you use a linear algorithm or any ideas? This is just a joke question. So.
As Barack Obama said, I wouldn't want to use the bubble sort if sorting the
that's a very good answer.
The raffle box.
Nice.
I would just weigh it and see.
Divide it by the weight of the average piece of paper.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I got
a. You have to factor in stickers too.
Wow. Ooh, big stickers.
Old one, I got a big old one time.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
What was the question?
I was wondering if your only job today was to make the video wildly entertaining. Because I think you succeeded.
I really appreciate that. But
everywhere I look, you were just bothering someone with the camera and the microphone. And
well, I mean, otherwise I would have just been bothering them without anything. So at least we get it on tape. So.
That is true. I liked the moment when you had the zero around you. That was very humorous.
Thank you. I feel bad, though, because people are doing real jobs and I get to talk to people.
I mean, this really wasn't a real job. I'm standing here handing out papers. So.
That's true. I was handing out stickers. I was registering people. I was looking. I actually got roped into this. But I'm thankful for it. And how are you feeling about the end of the fair?
I feel like the fair went pretty well. I was not like surprised, but just like really taken aback by like how many people showed up and how awesome it was. So good job to all involved.
Yeah. And
you guys should take CS51 next semester.
That is true. It is a blast.
Yeah, that's what I've been getting all day. So
it is a blast. So if you could describe your emotions right now in one very
despondent.
Is it just because you read it off of that board right
there?
Well,
I wrote it on that board originally, it is my word. Right. I feel despondent now that CS50 is over.
Well,
but there's always next fall.
That is true.
More CS50.
And an even bigger fair.
Oh, God. Can we have rides at that one, please? Rides. You know you want to.
That'd be ridiculous.
And
clowns are just scary.
Computer science clowns.
Computer science and clowns. That would be a horrible combination.
That would be a horrible combination. So.
I don't know.
In any case, good luck with the finishing.
Good luck cleaning up. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Nice.
Do you want to read the board?
Sure. The board says, feeling despondent now that CS50 is over? Take CS51 this spring. That's it. Now C++ free, even though C++ was a great part of the course. Although, I'm sure the course will still be great. Take it. Hey, how are you? Someone just ran past the camera, very obviously not wanting to be in the shot. No, you don't have to apologize. Just pointing it out.
That was great.
Yeah?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so we have a gentleman here entering the raffle, or the raffle, as it says. But what are you hoping to win?
I really just want to see what my chances are. I have no idea. No expectations, really. So it was really fun in the fair, though, so I loved
it. If you had to guess what your chances were for this raffle, what would you say? Just
very slim.
Very slim. All right. So, but you said you enjoyed the raffle, right, which is the most important part? Or, pardon me, the fair?
The fair, yeah. I think the projects were very cool, and it was just great to see how everyone's ideas turned out.
So. Nice. What was your contribution?
Actually, I'm not in the class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just came by to see things.
Oh, cool.
I have a few friends in CS50, so.
Nice. So we hope you were impressed. And,
I was very impressed. Yeah.
Nice. Are you thinking of computer science at all after this? Or?
After seeing this, I think I might take CS50 sometime later on in my four-year track. So.
Oh, nice. Are you a freshman?
I am a freshman, yes.
And I'm glad you got to see this so early.
Great.
Right. But yeah, thanks. Have a good day, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, that was nice. Whichever. I feel like I should help with something, but
talk to some of the tech staff or something.
Yeah, right in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like he would. You're leaving the fair right now, and
it's
definitely one of the last people here. What are your thoughts?
It was just amazing seeing all the work that people put into the projects. It was a really cool end way to end the course.
Nice. And are you a student in the class?
Yeah, I am.
So how is your project? What did you contribute to all this?
I made a website that displays Harvard cross country results and used a lot of the knowledge I learned in PSAT 7. Nice. Yeah, it was fun.
So you're a runner on the team then?
Yeah.
Nice. That's really neat.
Cool. Thank you.
And good luck in the raffle. What are you hoping to win?
I'd like the iPod.
Really?
I think the Xbox would be a little too distracting. I would never get work done.
Yeah, I think that's our problem right now in our room. So,
yeah.
Well, best of luck, and
right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's right. I was hit in the face earlier.
Really?
Yeah. That's fine. Hey, see you later.
That's a nice question.
I was trying to scare you. No, he said my aim. Just mine. He was referring to me. You are pretty good at that, though, reading lips. Don't think I don't see you sneaking out. Hey. Right in there. How are you? It's right in that box, the raffle box.
I'm sleepy.
Me too.
I slept for like 1.5 hours.
I slept for two.
Feeling in the world.
Don't judge.
What?
Don't judge.
What? What?
I didn't know.
So I think we're going to pitch a public land partnership.
One of mine came just for that reason. Not to see his other roommate present, but.
Yeah, we had a number of people roll through here.
All right, I'll see you later. Kato, give me a C. Give me an S. Give me a 5. Give me a 0. What does that spell? Let me.
That might be faster. In fact, it should be open, right?
Like, do you want to confirm?
Yeah, and then I can just.
Why don't we load up at least one cart? Because we're going to have to put them somewhere anyway.
Yeah.
And then run over and check. And if not, we'll lock them up here somehow.
There's
no camera.
It's not for me, it's for Chris, David. I don't have anything to do with this. We're just going to have some final words. All right. All right, so. As you can see now, the fair is quite disassembled, and David is on his last leg, but at least in the interviewing sense. Any final words for the at-home audience?
It's been a pleasure having you all here with us today, and I can't wait to go through and edit this footage.
I'm sure it'll be a blast. So, thank you.
No, you. It's always...
All right. I feel like it's a bad. I feel like that's something I would like to do, and therefore it's a bad idea. I can't.
Hey, it's Chris Simmons.
Great job, Monica.
2007. Oops. I didn't get to say anything to you.
That's the only thing that Google has. All right, Chris. So, this is a very special interview in that we just interviewed David to give the final words of the fair, but I think those are actually now in your hands.
Didn't anyone tell you? I don't do interviews.
I think you're doing one right now.
Look, I'm Chris Simmons, and Chris Simmons doesn't do interviews. Now, you can talk to my agent, and he can try
all
to
right.
get you...
All right. We'll do that.
All right.
What? What do you think about PHP? You should put that down before you answer. All right, here. I'll get one too. Ready?
You know... What I think about PHP.
I've got a microphone. I'm sorry, I don't know. All right, I think that's it.
A lot of that little stuff, too.
What?
It just looks like a dance floor.
This? This is nice. But what are we doing with it? Oh, I'm not going to dance around that. I'm sorry. Do they come out?
Yeah, I was told that the...
All right.